Drew? Guys, where's Drew? Drew?
Drew is still gone. I'm going to check out Tibbs instead.
Yeah. It is the Drew and Mike show. No Drew, no Mike, so. It's still the Drew and Mike show, though. That's how it works.
Yep.
Right?
Them's the rules.
We changed out some players, but still.
Yeah. A lot of moving parts. Trudy's here today. Jim Bentley is here today. And some other guys here today.
Some other dude.
I'm just here to balance out the racial balance on the show.
Thank you for our diversity training.
Exactly.
Well, now there's too many.
Am I the first black, like, co-host?
You're the only.
Yeah.
My only regret is that this isn't happening in, like, February. Like, we're, like, 4 weeks too late on this.
Why?
Because this should have happened, like, in February. Like, we're making black history right now.
Oh.
We like to do things differently.
I see that.
Yeah, this is still
Rashawn is here. Is it Rashawn or Rashawn? We were having this discussion.
I know.
Rashawn.
I love when white people say my name.
Because you introduced yourself originally as Sean.
Yeah, I would say Rashawn.
I knew you was going to mess it up. Like, so I just, Sean. Like, why would you say it's Rashawn? And you call me Sean. Like, so if you're going to add the Ray, it'll just be Rayshawn.
Yeah, so I was right.
Yeah, thank you.
Why wouldn't introduce your name as Rayshawn?
Because I knew you was going to... White people do not say my name right for whatever reason.
Because you didn't introduce yourself. It's not a white-black thing.
It is a white-black thing. Even my teachers got it wrong in school. So it's like, you know what? It's a point all this. Just call me Sean. And, you know, like...
The teachers call me Judy forever and ever.
They did?
It was always Judy.
They must have been black teachers.
They thought I made a spelling error, two-letter spelling error.
They thought you must have been on A. Love it.
How ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You are from the podcast.
Yes, the Sneak.
Go ahead.
The podcast. Yes. No, I'm from the Sneaker Boss podcast. Talk about sneakers all day.
And where can people find that?
On iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. Anywhere you can find a podcast, except Spotify.
Do you ever have technical difficulties like this one does?
Yes.
Do you really?
No, we had one pretty bad. I think our sound engineer was drunk because we did a show a couple weeks ago. And in the middle of the interview, so basically, it wasn't live, but it aired live. But we pre-recorded a lot of parts of the show. And so as the interview was going, we were trying to record our outro so we could leave, but it still aired in the middle of the interview.
Oh,
that's fun.
Perfect.
People listening to it could hear us recording the outro and the person, so we sound like we don't care about
it. But at least when it was done, people could get it.
I mean, yeah, I'm not sure if it was worth having.
To be our problem.
Well, you don't have to say his name. We have audio of him, though.
Oh, we do?
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot. Sorry, Jim.
During that show, Mark, that was kind of a test. I was looking for anything to play.
Sorry.
Yeah, is this the guy? Rayshawn?
I'm so drunk, I feel retarded. I was looking deep. I know I shouldn't use that word, but that's how I feel right now, man.
That was live audio of my son
that day. That was him during the show.
Yep.
We might be able to get another African-American in here because Malcolm Maddox is all of a sudden available.
Who? Oh, yeah, I know. I love that guy.
Oh, is Mal going to do our podcast? Or a podcast? I mean, that's kind of...
Isn't that what people do?
That's new broadcasting, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
You know what? His fall is just validation of my one rule. Never trust anybody with a porn mustache.
I think that stash looks pretty sweet on him, man.
Yeah, but it might look sweet, but you can't trust him.
Can't trust him.
They put out a press release from Channel 7. Maddox is no longer employed with WXYZ. So I guess the third investigation is the charm because he was suspended 2 times and investigated 3 times.
Yeah, and the first 2 he was cleared, correct?
Yeah, which you got to wonder. It's over the same thing. You'd have to wonder. Like, what investigation did they really do? Of course, he's being sued over his deviant sex and wanted to pee on her. And
what?
Yeah, Tara.
I know all
thanks
that.
For listening to the podcast.
It's your second.
You're going to get hit. You're going to hit with so many of them, whatever your name
is.
Oh,
I got a point.
However you pronounce your name.
Oh, man.
There's funny email, by the way. Someone pointed out Tom was here on Tuesday and said, oh, I only have 1 mark on the thanks for listening to the podcast board. And this very astute listener pointed out on the email, if Tom was listening to the podcast, he would know he only had 1. So therefore, he gets another one.
Bam, very good point.
Oh,
Glad everyone's listening.
I know.
To the podcast. Listen. I just can't remember. Like, it's a 3-hour show.
I thought you said you had a good memory. You have a very good memory.
My memory is getting worse.
Okay.
So what happens when you get
34 like Monday. So it's, yeah, it's just accelerating.
Wait, how old are you going to be?
34. I'm going to be 34. I just turned.
This is your birthday
you just
show.
Had a birthday?
It is. Thank you.
Oh, really?
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not going to say it. You guys, too many people said it. I'll tell you after. I'll tell you after.
I don't know. That whole Malcolm Maddox thing makes me laugh because it just took them so long to do it.
Well, it could be, you know, like pinning down details, paperwork, et cetera, and stuff like that. I mean, that could be part
Trudy,
of it. What?
No, it can't.
And don't you feel like them putting
How do you go about proving he peed on me or he wanted me to pee on
him? They blow up people all the time.
Yeah,
they would have evidence of it. They'd had witnesses. Why now? What? In other words, what new evidence came out other than that?
There's a lawsuit that's filed, which could have been enough.
How long did it take you to grow that mustache?
That might be a really intriguing.
But them admitting
find out
it,
what exactly the new evidence is.
I would like
what,
to know,
so. What more can you do?
I don't. I'm just trying to figure out why would you think you can get away with that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think it's. I think it's about power. I think he really wanted her.
I mean, he was relatively new, though. Like, how much power did he really have?
Oh, but he's bounced around. He's the lead anchor of the morning show. She's a reporter.
They needed to put a black guy on TV.
But it worked because she got transferred, and he kept his job.
But I felt like he hit on the wrong. But if you're going to do that, I mean, your co-host.
And he was black.
If you're going to do it, he shouldn't do it, though, if that's.
No, I'm saying if you're going to do it. I mean, not to say you should do it, but I mean, if you're going to go all out, you might as well go big or go home. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Or know that it's a receptive audience.
Well, that's, once again.
He tried too much, too. He kept trying to sell it, and it didn't work.
Trey, I've said all along, these guys are really messing up because they're not reading the room. I don't know if they just don't have much experience in knowing how a woman is receptive or isn't receptive.
Well, he was a former Marine. Maybe it was this, I'm just going to overcome and conquer.
Fall in.
Yeah.
Fall in line.
Keep dominating at it, and it'll work.
And Reverend Rideout, who came out and had that press conference and named him and two other people just right away and threw everybody into a tizzy. You remember that?
Yeah.
Whole scene?
I do.
He was on the news yesterday for a real kind of a interesting story. Devontae Stanford, you guys remember the kid? Accused of murdering four people at age 14, wrongly convicted, 9 years in prison, was let out when the hitman admitted to the murder.
I got some weird connection to that.
Another?
Do share.
I know, right? Like, I'm in the middle of everything.
Well, hold that thought, because what I was going to say is, so he yesterday got arrested, and he made bond and got out, and then, of course, immediately went to Facebook Live to say, hey, it's not that serious, everything's fine. What happened was him and a couple of friends in Arizona decided to get a couple of guns, drive out into the desert, and just start firing away. The problem is there was a park nearby, and a lot of kids were freaked out.
Wow.
And so they got arrested. But I thought it was interesting because Reverend Rideout, who was, you know, very opportunistic when he was released from prison, came out and said, we don't want to jump to conclusions.
Oh.
It's like you've been the king of jumping to conclusions on other stories. And now, because it's somebody you're tied with, we don't want to jump to conclusions. I thought it was kind of ridiculous. And though I feel bad for Devontae. It's a shitty story that happened to him. I don't know. I'm not going to say that's the reason he did this, but, you know, the guy's been through some shit.
How old is he now?
Well, 9 years. I think he's like 24, 23, 24, I believe. I don't have the story in front of me.
Yeah, 23, I see.
I mean, not that I would go shoot a gun near a park, but I mean, at that age, you're going to make some dumb mistakes. No, that's a pretty bad mistake. I'm not saying it's a good mistake. I'm just saying, like.
Well, I don't want you jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not trying to jump.
Hold your thoughts still. Get a little longer because I forgot to mention that. We are in the DealsInTheD.com studios. You can join our friends at ZotM59 Dodge Ram for their massive Ram Truck Month. That's why we're having you in, Rashawn. It's Ram Truck Month. I mispronounced
you. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't have forgot my sponsors on my show, but.
Well, I don't want to do them right off the top.
A few minutes.
It's my first day filling in. As you know, you'll get the best possible price on a Dodge or a Ram, plus the best possible shopping, buying, and ownership experience. Remember, shop around if you must, if you want to waste your time and shop around, but make sure you make your last stop at Zot because they're going to meet or beat any price you got. For example, you can lease a new 18-loaded Ram Truck Bighorn Edition 4-wheel drive as low as $188 a month. You heard right. $188 for a four-wheel drive Ram truck Bighorn, only from dealsinthed.com. How are you tied into Devontae Stanford?
Okay, oh, so so my daughter.
I got a dental dam in the glove compartment of my truck. You can just grab that.
It was taking forever to load.
I know. That computer does take forever.
That's why I said, oh boy, here we go.
I'm victimized by it all the time.
It's tricky.
So my daughter just started going to her new school recently, within the last couple years. And so we were getting to know the parents of the show, I mean parents of the kids in her class. And we kind of befriended this one couple. And we were just talking. And, you know, we were talking about having play dates with our daughters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot how it came about, but I remember my daughter came home and said that they were
pretty Google soon. Searching. I bet they'll all be swinging together. Just a big old fucking suck.
Mark, was that you? Meeting some couples at school. Go ahead, not keep that, going. You're fine.
Not that kind of play date, Jim.
I'm trying to figure out how y'all got audio of that just conversation.
Making sure.
they just want to know who's going to bring the baby wipes.
I don't. But what happened was, so the kids in her class were talking about Google searching the one child's father.
Oh no!
And so it was like, why? So we Google searched them. And he was the cop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her dad is the cop that made up the whatever evidence.
Oh, against
Devontae. Yeah. And me and my wife were like.
So did the play date go on?
No, it was like awkward after that. I was like, how do we look? Like, I'm like, do I give him eye contact? Do I look at the ground now? Like, I don't know how to
man,
with this person.
We know too much about everybody now.
He's like, I mean, you wouldn't think.
But that's what I mean. This one thing that he did, which was horrible.
I mean, that's
and now
bad.
It's in your. Well, no, it's atrocious. But now it's in your head every time you look at him.
Right. I mean, you're not gonna walk up to Hitler like, okay, he did this one thing. Like
that one
well,
thing.
Well, he did quite a few.
Lasted a long time too, and it didn't affect
I mean,
more than one person.
A long time for the kid, though. I mean, he was
sure.
In jail for how long?
9 years.
Right. So, I mean, 9 years is. I mean, that's a lot longer than Hitler was in power.
Sure. Well, but that was all Hitler was about.
Hot 9 years, though.
That's all Hitler was about. That was the only thing on his mind was getting rid of Jews and gypsies.
I'm not saying this guy's Hitler. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's quite a leap.
Like, I just, what people say was one thing. It's like, well, how bad was that one thing?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Oh,
yeah, they can be weighted, right?
Yeah, right.
Well,
if you do one really bad thing.
Right.
You know, that's worth.
Matt Damon.
OJ did a bunch of great things, but that one bad thing usurps.
I know, The Naked Gun. It's a great movie.
You're right, great movie. All the records he broke, and we know him for what?
For murdering two people, period.
If he did it.
Yes, if
he
did it.
Hypothetically, if I do. I just shoot Keith. Keith. So ridiculous. Hey, in the meantime, Dr. Roche wants you to go check out all the wonderful things he has going on at drroche.com, drroche.com. You can call him 248-338-1110. He's got a bunch of stuff going on. There's honestly like 15 pieces of paper of all the different procedures he can do for you. Skin tight, rejuvenation therapy.
Yep.
Any skin bleaching?
Why? Oh. Do you want to?
No, I just want to know.
Be white?
For a friend.
Yeah.
Asking for a friend.
It depends on what part.
Vaginal rejuvenation, they'll do that. You want that? Do you want that done?
Do butthole bleaching.
Hair removal, varicose veins. They'll do it all. Just check them out. Call Dr. Roche today, 248-338.
Tattoo removal.
Tattoo removal.
Yeah.
How long would it take to remove all of Jim's tattoos?
Well, they'd have to tie me down, so it would take a long time.
How many do you really have?
Honestly, I have no idea. I have so many small ones. They all kind of fit into one.
One magnificent piece of art.
I don't know, probably 40, 50.
You look like the Undertaker if he never went to a weight room.
And if he grew his hair out.
Well, I got a little taller.
Do you have a
stretch?
You have a giant one, right?
Yeah, tattoos.
Of course he does.
This is my first one, and this is most. Yeah, I don't know why I did this one.
Oh boy, that's trouble.
For the hurricane?
Soft.
For the hurricane?
No, it's
Camille.
No, it's for Bill Cosby's wife.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
I hadn't thought about that.
Bill Cosby.
Somebody asked me though, like, what would you do if you have a divorce? And I told him I put rest in peace.
Oh, Jesus.
Good idea.
Good answer.
Speaking of changing your skin, Paris. I was reading about Paris Jackson. She was all pissed off about people taking her Twitter pictures and changing her skin tone on there because, of course, she's black because her dad's black.
Yeah,
come
she's
on, son.
What are you talking about?
All right.
She's black.
Mm-mm.
But that's what I assume people were doing with her pictures, were making them darker.
Oh, they were?
To prove that she was black. They were lightening them. She's whiter than I am. Why do you need to lighten her pictures?
Because her dad believed in that. In honor of him.
It was his vitiligo or vitiligo.
I met the dermatologist. He believed in
that. Oh, Arnie, her real father, Arnie Klein. There's a lot of good tabloid stuff we have to go through today. Jim had got an interesting message on his phone. We need to call somebody back.
Oh, forgot about that.
Great news. Jim's student loan debt is going to be forgiven.
Finally. I've been waiting for this call, since 2004.
And how lucky that it was unsolicited.
Yeah. What? It's great. I can't wait. I'm not going to have to pay any more student debt. You guys should get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all going to be wiped clean.
I mean, you'll find out. I mean,
Jim, this is how people fall. This is how people fall for scams. And Jared from Subway, there's new audio of Jared from Subway. People would wonder first off, who gives a shit? But secondly, why is there new audio of Jared? His prison phone calls have been taped, and somebody leaked a minute of him talking to a very attractive lady on there. I can only judging by your voice.
How old was she?
You know, nobody knows anything about her, but she would not be my first choice, believe me. Or second, or third, or 8,000th. And then 60 Minutes has announced that they're releasing
this weekend.
Stormy Daniels. Yeah, your sister's interview with Anderson Cooper.
Cooper.
And they put out a little tease on Twitter, and I don't know why, but the voiceover guy's
all a lie.
Seems very enthusiastic about Stormy Daniels.
She's the porn star making headlines across America. Now Stormy Daniels is telling her story on 60 Minutes.
I'm not 100% sure on why you're doing this.
I love Anderson Cooper. Why is she doing it?
Attention?
I don't think it's
attention. But they're losers. Just remember that.
Okay, so you tell me that.
It makes me actually believe that somebody, I'm not saying Trump, I don't know if it's his lawyer. I don't know if it's people tied to him. Or just giving her shit to shut up, and she doesn't want to shut up.
So you think she's just not out of spite.
Stubbornness?
But yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
Well, let's reverse. Like, does anybody believe that he didn't hit that?
No.
Okay.
No. But that's what cracked me. That's what we were talking about. That's what was cracking me up yesterday with the Aubrey O'Day and Donald Trump Jr. and everybody trying to match these feet up. It's like, no, we know that they had an affair. Who gives a shit about being an internet detective to try and figure this stuff out?
Well, I think possibly because they also have some sort of footage, some texts, some video, some something that
Stormy does, doesn't she? Yeah,
right.
You're
that CBS then takes ownership of, and so there was a significant amount of money, I would assume. Somehow,
Donald Trump's dick.
I don't see that.
Have we ever seen a president's dick? Kennedy's? Have we seen Kennedy's?
Johnson? Maybe Johnson's Johnson.
You would want to see that, wouldn't you?
I would like to see.
It's not going to bother me to see it.
The classics. Washington.
I want to see it erect.
Lincoln.
I don't want to see it engorge Lincoln's dick. It's probably very thin.
Oh, man.
With the perfect.
It was really crooked because he had that, or one side was bigger than the other.
I don't know why I picture the head.
Right hand
and
is
a
bigger.
Lot of pubic hair.
And it went back, back into the left.
and the head looks like a stovepipe hat.
What if he put a hat on
it? It's got a ridge like that.
Got a huge coronal ridge.
Long
head. Playful.
Long head.
Pubic hair is only at the bottom, just like
his beard. Exactly, yeah. Very presidential. There's probably a picture of it somewhere.
There's got to be.
Man. Shout out to Linka.
Well, I mean, he had postmortem. They must have taken, but they took pictures of him in his casket, didn't they? Aren't there pictures of him?
Because they took him
all. They dragged him all around the countryside too.
The Lincoln death tour.
I think anybody snuck in when the train was parked or something like that and was like
snapped a picture real quick.
Except they'd have to have that
Polaroid
big camera with the guy under the
and nobody can move for like 5 minutes. What are you doing in there? Oh, nothing. You've been in there for like 5 minutes. I heard a big explosion. Huh. Of course,
Have y'all been to the, what was it, the museum out in D.C.?
Yeah, Ford's Theater.
Yeah.
No.
Have you been there recently?
Yeah, with last.
They just redid it. It's fantastic.
Did they?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Like, what did
it? I want it to look like it did back then.
They bought like the house across the street from it, and it's this giant museum now where it used to just be just.
Okay, so when was the last time you went?
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, they had that when I went too.
Huh. Well, that's why I asked.
You made it sound more special than what it was.
Well, no. When were we last there? I don't know. Pre-kid. So it's a while 5 years.
That's a nice place.
So you're talking, that's like 12% of my life ago.
Do they have
that's
the fair. Ford's Theater experience where you go in, you're watching part of the movie, and then you get like you get shot. Fake shot in the back of the head?
The cool thing is, Trudy, you can play either role. You can be John Wilkes Booth, but you got to make that jump.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
break you your leg.
Yeah, I avoided an argument when I went last time, too.
What?
We had a black tour guide, and he opened up with, how many people think the Civil War was about slavery? And I'm like, come on, son. Like, you already, and one old 80-year-old man raised his hand. He was like, it's about states' rights. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, the states' rights to have slaves.
Exactly. And he wanted to go
back.
That
argument.
So I asked him, like, states' rights for what?
Yeah.
And he got quiet, and then he wanted to kind of go back and forth. And I'm like, I'm on vacation. I did not go.
Yeah, but you kind of started it. You could have
no,
just kept
quiet.
No, the
tour guy started it. Like, you know.
You should have just said, we're both right.
It was like 20 white people in there. You know, one of them was going to raise their hands and say,
hey, that's racist of you to think that one out of 20 white people would say that.
Well, I was right, though.
Of course. Still racist.
Yeah, so racist, but correct.
Yeah, some racist things are correct.
Is this, in Washington, D.C., though, you always think of that as being less the South, but it is.
Yeah.
Partially the South, right?
Yeah, it's its own world. There's so many
Virginia.
There's so many people from out and about, you know, from all over the world there.
Right.
So many transients. I don't know. What am I talking about? I don't even know.
No idea. I've
been there in like 5 years.
Did you take a picture like you took a picture in the Greenfield Village Titanic experience?
Yes. I should have. Like right next to his deathbed, I should have just took that typical black picture where I just kneel down and cross my arms.
But if you
racist.
Take a picture, it'll last longer.
It was a lot more somber. I'm like, you know. Mm.
Tell the story. We didn't mention on the air, but why you're saying that black people, when they take a picture, they have to pose?
Yeah, it's one of those. I told you, it's like Ricky Bobby. Like, you don't, I don't know what to do with my hands. So it's like when somebody says, let's take a picture, you know, you got to pose some type of way. And then we have our go-to poses, right? Like, so there's the one where you kneel down all the way like you just got out of prison.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
You got the one where you kind of crouch down, you crush your arms. You know, like some type of cool pose. And so I went to the Titanic exhibit when it was here at the Henry Ford a couple years ago. And there was two places you could take pictures. It was one on the stern of the ship or the bow stern. I don't know.
Wow.
The front of the ship.
Did you submit it to Soft Magazine?
The poop deck? Could you go on the poop deck?
And so, like, I pulled out some money, and, like, I just kind of, like, you know, did my little cool pose on the Titanic.
That's what people did on the Titanic.
Did anyone
a lot of rich people on the Titanic.
Exactly. They just kind of threw money in the air, let it rain.
Did anyone walk by and say anything?
Well, first of all, I'm 6'3", 300 pounds. Like,
hey, a black guy. Ooh, fun.
That's what they said. That's what they were thinking.
This one guy was trying to give me a history lesson on the one. It's funny because I talk about black and white all the time. And there was another black guy there, and he was trying to give me this history lesson on the one black passenger on the ship. Ugh. And I couldn't care less. I wanted to avoid this conversation, and I was like, I don't care. And I was a lot meaner back then. And I just walked off, and like I literally told him I didn't care. Like,
God, he must have been really deeply disappointed.
You wish you knew now, or do you know the story now? I don't know.
No, I really don't care.
You
now.
Still
like,
don't care.
It's not going to add anything to my life at this point.
I feel bad for the person he ended up telling because he was not going to let that story go.
No, he wasn't. You could tell he really came in with that thing loaded.
That's the only reason he went. I know. Just to tell that story to people.
I just hated how remedial people were, though, too. Like, they had the... you know, like the different artifacts.
Yes, which
little cards, right? That told you what it was, and it was only like a sentence long, and people were reading it like it was a book. And it was like you're taking 20 minutes to look at this one thing. Like, let's keep it moving.
It's funny you said it because we went to that too, and it was actually really kind of a cool thing to check out, and the stories were good. But man, after a while, I'm sitting there going, I don't want to see all these pieces that they found,
right?
And I just want to hear about the people that died.
Oh, nice.
Is that really, like, what does that say about me? Does that make me a bad person? Like,
I thought I was the worst person there. Man, you just
I don't care about the China they found. China's China. Boring. Tell me about the people that died and how much money they had and, you know.
And how much is still down there, all the stuff still down there.
And how they
I'll
found
go on
it.
A limb and say the majority of the ship is still down there.
Well, yeah, I mean, all the expense, all pillaged. Their rubies. And they have rubies back in 1912. Is that the year? Am I right?
Was it 1912?
I don't know.
Do they have
or was it 1914?
Rubies.
It was kind of supposed
like rubies
to be information dump. Now I got to look it up. I hope I'm right.
Was there a 14 in the date?
April. I think it April 11th or 12th.
Oh, right. It was right around now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, we're
getting close to it. Yeah,
April 15th, 1912.
Nice.
Okay. So there was no 14.
No. Nope.
I've watched the video. There's a video.
They left on the 14th.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going with that.
There's a video on YouTube where you can watch the Titanic sink in real time.
What? No, you can't.
Well, it's not the real Titanic.
Was that guy, the guy that took a picture of Lincoln's dick? Was he there?
The same guy that took Lincoln's pictures was there to record.
He was in a boat. His head under the blanket.
Hey, yeah, don't sink so fast. Oof. How blurry. Because it took so long to sink.
How much gunpowder did he go through?
A ton. He took a bunch and then they made a flip book out of it.
I think the effort that everybody put into taking the pictures of the Titanic sinking, I think if they took those same efforts to stop it from sinking, it'd probably still be up.
Yes.
Well, once the hole was in it, who cares?
Everybody was so focused.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Lusitania took long enough to get there.
Are you just dumping?
Yep, I sure am.
Titanic trivia.
I was nervous that it was the wrong ship, but I just threw it out there.
I don't blame
you, Google.
I find that very interesting.
No, I didn't look it up. I knew that.
No, it's interesting to watch the video though, like, cause, and I actually watched it all the way through. It was like 2.5 hours.
It's not real. Two and a half hours. Not real.
I know.
Just watch Leo
animation.
And, yeah, well, just watch the movie.
Yeah, they got a lot done in that period of time, according to the movie.
They really did.
Yeah.
But no,
is that when he drew her? Was it already singing when he drew her?
No, it wasn't singing, no.
They'd already gotten
that. Like that really
they were done in the car, too, with the sweaty handprint and all that crap. Yeah. And then
I hope that car's never been found.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
It'll smell like sea and sex.
You've never seen Titanic?
No, I've never.
What? Really?
I have no interest in seeing it at
okay,
all.
Here's what you do.
Should I see it?
Here's what you do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Record it and just fast forward to all the ship stuff.
Mm. Oh, get it. No, man. No, no.
The romance, the love story in it is.
Rayshon loves the love story.
I do. I'm trying to get on the cover of Soft Magazine.
Well, you're getting really close.
You're telling me you really like the movie for the love story?
It was a good movie. I mean, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, I'm not fitting the stereotype right now. Should I say, let's go watch New Jack City? Don't watch the Titanic. Go watch Scarface or something. Like, no, I like Titanic. It was a good story. It was a good movie. It was well acted and played out. You know, everybody played their role. It was
except for the end with the plank.
The plank. Okay, that was
and her
that was
and
stupid.
Him.
Because I'm not about to die. I just met you on the ship. Like, I'm not about to die for you already.
I know. Yeah.
I ain't gonna say it.
Well, not to mention, wait.
Have a hard time to give me
at the very end. Doesn't she like go to heaven?
Don't ruin it.
At the end?
Don't ruin it. No, she's alive.
It doesn't
she lives,
show her
right?
going to heaven. It just shows her dying. Like, it doesn't.
Wait, I thought she lived.
She goes
back
to die.
Back to the to the staircase.
Yeah, because she's senile and ancient, so she has this vision. She goes up the staircase, flashes some money, and doesn't she
and her
go?
Boobs.
And her titties. Doesn't she
which
go?
Which has to involve her going.
So she just basically just lifted up the bottom of her shirt and showed her belly button.
Oh, gross.
She had a tramp stamp, too.
Yeah.
She got it later in life.
Titanic and like.
But she goes up those stairs, and doesn't she reconnect with
Jack?
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Well, don't you think that's bullshit?
No, I mean, that part was cheesy. That was cheesy.
Well, I think it's bullshit because if she lived on the Titanic... Didn't she have a whole family after that? Like a new husband and kids?
Yeah.
She wants to go see the piece of ass that she knew
maybe
for
she
five
didn't.
Fucking minutes?
Wait, did she have family? Maybe she just held out for Jack her whole life.
No, she did. She did have
She that. Did, okay.
I just love
sorry to spoil it.
So wait a second. Guys are...
Spoiler alert.
Wait a sec. So if her husband's dead, which I presumed he was, because why else would she be on that ship?
Yeah.
How bummed out would she be? She gets to heaven and she wants to bone Jack again.
Yeah.
I love how this hot
Do you get a choice?
The famous video.
Of whoever you were with or who you wanted to be.
Do you think she told him about Jack while they were alive?
Yeah, I don't
like,
think
by
so.
The way, when I get to heaven, I'm done
She's
with
She's secretly
you.
Thinking about Jack as there.
Right, yeah, keep it a secret.
Although,
more provocative.
What was that stand-up? Was it Chappelle or was it Louis that was saying, you get up to heaven and then you're having a great time and then you're... I think it was Louis. You're up in heaven, you've been having... It's the perfect situation, any chick, and then your spouse dies. And you have to be together again. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Rose's husband
was having fun.
Was happy that she wanted to see Jack because he's boning.
I just love how for 21 years after the movie debut, like this point of view appears. Like I never thought of that.
Well, I thought the ending was really silly. I thought the movie was kind of silly.
Well, they still debate the plank thing online where people don't have
the plank
enough to do.
You know, I'm about to have me die in this ocean. that was plank. We can't both get on there.
Just, right, true. Just, she would have been thinner.
You know? Well, she was heavy. Though it would have came down. The, oh, yeah. The plank would have.
Oh yeah. Both gonna hang out in the ocean then. Like I mean, I'm,
no, she not, was too heavy. It would have the plank would have sank.
We gotta go. Wood wouldn't even be able to stay up. Romeo and Juliet this thing. Like, we
well, I mean, Shape of Water ended that way. Give them.
How did it end?
Sorry.
I don't even remember how it ended. I watched the movie like a month ago and don't remember how it ended.
Thanks, Judy.
You know why I never saw Titanic? I was mad because I loved Good Will Hunting.
They came out the same year. They both came out in 97,
right?
You're holding a grudge against a movie.
Well, I did at the time. I was another 16. Movie. Yeah, I was really mad.
We were debating, does that movie hold up, Good Will Hunting?
No.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I haven't either.
Just the math?
Why not? That's a good love story. It's a better love story than Titanic.
Nah, man. There wasn't no ship sinking in that movie.
It doesn't matter.
It's actually, isn't it kind of the same love story?
I wouldn't know.
A lower class guy getting with a higher class chick.
And plus, I don't like boring Robin Williams. Like, I like funny Robin. I'm like, I don't
Nobody
need...
likes funny no. Robin Williams. He's not funny.
He was funny.
His best movies are when he's boring.
Okay. Nah. Name one funny thing he's ever done.
Morgan Mindy was funny.
I thought so.
I watched it when I was a kid.
I thought he was a good genie.
Okay, Aladdin. I'll give you Aladdin.
Hook is that movie.
I agree.
Hook is that movie. Tell me it's not.
Hook?
Hook.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I liked Hook.
I still watch it now. Like, sorry.
No, I don't watch it.
I don't apologize.
I just don't. I never found him that funny.
No, I liked what's Awakenings, Fisher King.
Awakenings, phenomenal.
That's a movie that make you, could
what
make
was
you
that,
cry.
Insomniac he was in?
Insomniac, great
yeah.
movie.
That was a good movie. Yep. I'll give him that one. That's it.
Yeah.
No, 1 hour photo. Insomniac was. Was he in
that.
Insomniac too?
I want to see that too.
1 hour photo.
Was he in Insomniac? Was Pacino and. Oh, was it Robin Williams?
Doubtfire? Like, nobody liked it.
Doubtfire's dumb.
Doubtfire's kind of funny.
Dumb.
Sort of funny.
Are you serious?
I don't like it.
I just say, I swear, you hate everything.
See,
like the Arrested Development
version of
that.
Mark was like 16 to 18 then, and we were like 12 when that came out. So it was funny when we came out.
Mark, he's that guy that has to hate everything.
Are you telling me that.
But I don't like it anymore.
Are you telling me his kids would not recognize him as Mrs. Doubtfire?
Who, his kids?
Oh, it's bullshit.
Come on, wait. Do you have a problem with Clark Kent?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Glasses. That's all. That's his costume. Okay. On the glasses, and nobody recognized him.
But that takes a little bit more suspension of reality because he's a superhero.
Okay. It's a movie, though.
Mrs.
Like,
Doubtfire's based on a true story.
Wait, so you went in to watch Miss Doubtfire to poke holes? Like,
I don't know. I saw it and was just like,
you went in to challenge the validity of this. Come on, man.
Like, those kids would be that into their nanny anyway.
Come on, son.
I do kind of like your movie review idea, you know.
What?
To just completely blow up everything that we go to the movies
to. Trying
suspend.
To.
Yeah. No, I think it's funny.
It's weird how movies don't hold up.
Oh, none of them do anymore. Well,
I mean,
I'm not
going to talk to you about movies anymore. You're just ruining my childhood.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, what's
What's your beef with Roger Rabbit?
Oh, I don't have a problem with Roger
Rabbit.
That's
a good movie.
That's a great movie.
That's groundbreaking. Not saying we're going to watch it anytime soon.
Of course you're not.
I would watch that. I saw it in the theater.
Did you?
Yeah.
I wasn't old enough to see it in the theater. But did I tell you how I saw Happy Gilmore?
Sexy, yeah.
Happy Gilmore, fantastic movie. That one holds up.
Did I tell you how I saw that, though, as a kid? So this is back when you had to, like, actually look in the paper to know what movies were out. And I was at church. It was a church trip for, like, the youth group. And all it said in the newspaper was, hockey player plays golf to save his grandmother's house. That's all it said.
That was right.
Yeah, they were right. Just, you know, they left out a few things.
What?
So you had no idea what it was
Nobody
about?
Knew. And we didn't want to see it. Like, I remember we were, like, dying to, like, leave the theater and sneak out to go to another theater to see another movie. And as soon as the movie started, we just knew, like, oh, this is going to be hell.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, we loved it. It was phenomenal. Yeah. And so, like, they made us swear a vow of silence to not tell our parents.
Oh, cool.
So if my parents are listening now, they just heard about church taking us to go see Happy Gilmore.
I remember my mom got really mad when she found out I saw Coming to America in the theater.
Really?
I think I was 14.
Because she wanted you to wait till it was on videotape.
Well, it was rated R. My friend's
black,
older brother
black
took
ass.
It. Huh?
That's probably
black
the real reason.
Because there's copyright infringement on McDonald's in it.
No,
I don't know. That's not why. She was a little upset about that one.
The movie is called Make America Great Again. She had no problem with it, right?
What? Why are you bringing politics into
this? I'm just saying.
Let's see. Oh, I've been obsessed with this Uber story, the self-driving Uber story.
Oh, yeah.
The video is out now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen the video?
No, I haven't seen the video.
No.
Thanks for watching the podcast.
Watching the podcast?
Watching the podcast.
I don't believe there's no charges against this driver, which I don't know why there would be charges against the driver. Is
they
that
would charge the company.
There's no driver.
Well, no, there was a driver, and they have the ability to...
The famous video.
Hit the brakes.
Correct, I believe, right? They can take over control. But she doesn't have to. She doesn't think she has to, right?
You know what's funny?
They're driving 40 miles an hour.
I said she, and I felt look like a dude.
Oh, really?
Seriously, she shall have thought. Yeah,
wait, I think you might be right. Oh, wait.
She separated at birth with somebody, like somebody famous.
Wait, if it's a... I just saw a woman, but it looked like she had a little facial hair.
A little hair under her chin.
Could, yeah, I noticed
could happen.
Something.
Dr. Roche can remove that.
They said that.
Oh, I know it is.
They feel a human being would not have been able to stop
to react.
And I thought that was a good point, and I couldn't figure out why this lady was in the middle of the road at night anyway.
I've seen that happen.
Does Dr. Roche also specialize in gastric bypass surgery?
Oh, no.
No.
But
negative. Big does time that person need it?
With the skin tight, yeah.
She definitely needs it.
She could have done skin tight.
Here you go. Here's the video. I don't know if there's
better
audio
outcome.
I don't believe there's audio.
So here's from the front view of the car. Mm-hmm. And tell me when you see the person.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little late going 40 miles an hour at that point or 45.
There's no way.
I can't really blame. Yeah.
See how dark it is there? It just came out of nowhere.
Her family, of course, is very
litigious.
Yeah,
well,
litigious. Now,
here's the insight.
But she's breaking the law. She's jaywalking. So I mean,
yeah, and I did read that there's somewhere else they're supposed to cross. That's not like a legal cross,
yeah,
but
no
they do. But they
there.
Do have
right.
People do cross there often, I guess.
I was a little bothered too that she wasn't on her cycle. Why is she walking her cycle?
Well, that's
get on
a
that
safe
thing,
yeah. To do. Aren't what? You supposed to walk it across the street? That's what I thought.
I don't know. You can get
I was
that.
Told to do when I was I young and you, never did.
I bet you if we ask her now,
she's soft.
That's that decision.
Well, that's why I never did it, Mark.
Get on that cycle and get moving.
Oh, for sure.
She wishes she had rode it across.
Now, anybody put yourself in this in the driver's seat here and tell me you wouldn't be doing exactly what this Uber driver was doing, which is looking down at your phone. That's what everybody would be doing in an autonomous car.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So she's looking down.
I see, now that's incriminating right there.
Why?
But she's not driving.
Oh, shit. It goes from looking at her phone to, oh, shit.
Oh, I'm so sorry because
very
someone lost their life, but that is very, that's a well-told story in video.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Her reaction at the end is hilarious.
I feel like people want someone to pay for this, but.
But she's looking, I mean, but she, if she has
yeah,
the
she
ability,
doesn't have control of the.
But she has the ability to hit the brakes, though, right?
Yeah, but
yes.
So say it wasn't driving itself. She, what the cops are saying is, and in the video you see, you probably wouldn't have been able to stop in time either. If anything, she probably could have swerved and hurt both the people in the car.
But a good lawyer would point out that you gave yourself no chance by just looking down.
But it's an autonomous car.
Yeah.
So why is she there then?
That's not her fault.
Because
it's,
they're still in the testing phase.
And it's Uber's fault.
Serious issue, shallow thought real quick. Like her reaction at the end, was that because she hit the girl?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Did she drop her food on the floor?
Or fun.
Yeah. She was hungry.
Yeah. Like, oh shit, my Cheetos fell.
I don't know what people, who they want to charge or pay here. But this is going to set, well, this is going to set the better late than never.
Yes.
The autonomous driving way back. Because people are going to point to this and go, this one and Tesla when that car didn't stop for the white truck.
Right.
Because of the white on white background.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you have the ability to hit the brakes and you give yourself no chance to even, look up and, you know, hit the brakes, then, I mean, you kind of give yourself.
Are you telling me, though, if you were.
To get, you know, get sued.
If you were the driver there, would you be, like, just sitting there, like, ready to brake and take control?
I mean, that's kind of. Yeah, I mean, that's part of your job, like, is to hit the brakes if need be.
But look,
if you're not paying attention.
But I don't think it would have mattered.
It's jurisdictional, but you don't have to necessarily be paying attention. You're supposed to be present. Well, they're saying that you have
present.
To, but.
I mean, she was. She said, oh,
it's
shit, when she hit her.
But Dan Abrams on Good Morning America commented on that, and he said if anyone's at fault, it goes back to the corporation. If it were, in fact, a true driverless car and there weren't a co-pilot.
Yeah, it would be Uber's
then
fault.
It would be totally,
yeah,
Uber's fault. But they're the person who put her in control of that vehicle. So I think they're ultimately liable. If there's any liability for jumping out in front of a car.
Let's say it's not an Uber car that's self-drive. Let's just say this load is driving a car. Do you think she would have been able to stop?
No. And I think they also made that point, that there wasn't enough distance to actually
I'll
get
go
the car
with the police
stopped.
On this
and
one.
I made that point as well, too.
Because the police always right.
So thanks for listening to the podcast. I already said that.
Do I have
it's,
to?
Yeah, it's. I know it's painful, Trudy.
No. Oh, really? Okay. I mean, it was...
You should give me one because I wasn't really listening.
I'm just saying, she gave herself no chance. Like, even if she did have a chance.
No, but like.
I know. Wow. I earned a fourth one there because I wasn't. But it was self-reported. It was a self-reported not paying attention.
Yeah. Just because you told yourself doesn't mean that the crime didn't occur.
We got a thanks for not listening to the podcast for not paying attention, for a person not paying attention. Yes.
Fair enough.
If I rob a bank and I go to the police station and I tell them I robbed the bank and I'm like, well, I told them myself, like, they're still going to arrest me.
Did you turn the money over?
No, not at all. The money.
I'm just trying to lessen my crime. Maybe half a mark. Or I could have kept it to myself.
So you should have, what, 3.5 up there?
Why?
That's what you're saying. You're saying half a mark.
Yeah, 3.5. She slowly erases half of it.
You're busted, buddy. I'm a cop.
The other thing that was kind of annoying today, trending on social media apparently, is this hashtag save Toys R Us.
But what?
People are rallying around it because they went there when they were a kid.
And then they're gonna save Toys R Us and spend a shit ton of money, and then they're still gonna have to close down.
I know. Right. They're gonna save
those
Toys
people
R Us.
Aren't going to go shop there still.
Yeah, why didn't they save it when it was teetering when they hired Dave Brandon?
Exactly.
They bought all their toys from Amazon.
What is special about that toy store though? It was very impersonal, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't have any grand memories of Toys R Us.
It didn't have the personality of, say, the what's the big toy store?
FAO Schwartz.
Wasn't like an FAO Schwartz or a mom
Costco.
And pop. Or
I feel so out of place right now because I didn't know anything about that toy.
Toys R Us?
No, F whatever.
FAO Schwartz.
Oh, FAO Schwartz.
Remember Big, the movie Big with Tom Hanks playing
that.
The big giant
you haven't
piano?
Seen it?
Based on a true story.
Based on a true story.
Okay, I'm watching.
You know the story, but you don't know Big?
I think you like.
I
it's not
say
a true
I've
story.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
The kid he wishes he was Big and he becomes Tom Hanks. And then he pees all over the place.
And then he works for a toy manufacturer and he has all this kid knowledge about toys. And, yeah, and he does.
Yeah. And he bangs a chick.
And he does.
Does he?
Yeah, okay, totally. Falls in love and then he becomes small.
And then he turns back to 7.
I'm going to tell you the end. Yeah, I know. 7.
Spoiler alert.
Huh?
No spoiler alert.
No, I won't ruin the end. Okay. That's an okay movie. It's
Splash though. So I don't know
Splash is a good movie.
Does that count?
Okay. Really?
Not at all. Okay. Are you just trying to name old Tom Hanks
I
films?
First Making Love with a Fish movie.
Yeah.
Sex with a Fish, right. Actually, before Shape of Water.
There's updates on the bomber today.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The Austin bomber, which add this to your fake list name, the Ron Mexico's. The what were the Dave Doug Dennison? Is that what Trump was?
Dave, yes,
David Dennison.
Maybe Dave Dennison.
I don't know.
Why don't we know Dennis Dennison? No,
we need to keep a list of fake names. His name though was Kelly Kilmore, the bomber. That's not creative at all. But the only other update on him is the fact that he left this 25-minute confession. Mm. And once again, like Zuckerberg's apology, all I can think of is. Do we really need 25 minutes? Do we really need an Elliot Rodgers manifesto from you?
No.
Telling us why you don't like people and wanted to blow them up?
But he didn't really say what I read, it didn't sound like he did say why.
It sounded like he was just
like
airing
that.
Grievances against the world like the loser he is.
Which, by the way, if that's going to come out and there's going to be a big news cycle around the reveal of his 25-minute.
Oh, yeah. It'll be revealed. 2020 will do a piece on it.
People will feast off of that again. The thing that I saw that I didn't notice from the other day was he was into parkour!
Oh, what a loser. And gymnastics.
Is that where you run around and jump off stuff?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
There was a good office. Remember the office?
That's that office episode. That's right.
Yeah, the parkour episode.
That's what I envision him doing, too, by the way.
Yeah, me too. He sucked at it.
He was into gymnastics and tennis, too. I would have nothing in common with this guy.
And snowboarding, but you'd think that he would have, you think he would have good sort of, you know, feel-good hormones.
He's that active. Couldn't he maybe find some positive things to do?
They beat the Home Depot yet again. Remember, Mrs. Seaman was busted
by
Home Depot.
So Nancy
many people
Seaman.
Have been busted.
Yeah, your neighbor.
Yes.
You guys hung out all the time.
Right. One of Zoo's teachers, not actually his year, but a year ahead, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't have her, but I interacted with her.
Really?
Oh, what does that mean?
Did you mean? Did you know she was just crazy? She was nuts.
Yeah.
This Austin dude, Kelly Gilmore, I'm only going to refer to him.
Kelly Gilmore, yeah.
Was involved in a group called Riot, which stands for Righteous Invasion of Truth. When he was
stupid.
He was a teenager. And another member of Riot was a girl, and she said, a lot of us were very into science. Okay, that sounds nice, right? Mm-hmm. We'd discuss chemicals and how to mix them and which ones were dangerous. What? We were into weapons and stuff. A lot of us did role-playing.
Oh, okay.
So is this it came from?
Possibly put her on a list.
I want the bulk of the charges to be like correlated with this horrible use of coming up with names.
Yeah, he's guilty of coming up with a bad pseudonym. Yeah.
Texas has a death penalty, though.
Nice.
Do not
the great sleuth.
Well, he's gone. He blew himself up.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
God, the best death penalty.
Wish he were alive. Yep. So he could be put to death again.
I still maintain that. After they rammed it, I pray that the guy that fired the bullet into the car blew it up and that he didn't get to do it himself. Oh, to that point, you know the story, which was kind of undertold, the high school shooting in Maryland?
Yeah.
The kid that shot his girlfriend, and then there was the school resource officer pulled out his gun and took him down.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yep.
They don't know. They've come out. They've revealed who the kids are. He was 17. She was 16. They had just broken up, which I think we all knew that. They don't know which bullet killed him because he simultaneously was trying to shoot himself as the cop shot at him, which, number one, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, who cares?
And number two, in my mind, it's going to be the cop that took him down because I think that's way better than this pussy shooting himself.
Yeah.
Right.
But
well, neither way. Even if
they not have ballistics that are accurate enough to know.
That's a good point. Well, they might. They might, but they haven't revealed it yet.
If they can take the tiny like shrapnel from one of those Austin bombings, like how many millions of pieces, put them all back together and figure out that this guy's identity was.
Import the police from Texas to Maryland.
Right.
It's so fascinating how they caught Kelly Kilmore down in Austin.
Kelly Kilmore.
It's better than Mark
Condit.
Stupid
name.
They said though that there were more.
He gave himself a girly name to toughen himself up.
Oh, he gave himself that.
Kelly. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Drew.
There were more FBI there than any scene ever. The one FBI agent said on that scene there were more agents.
But
they
rebuild those bombs.
Because the FBI is like, we're not going to F this one up. Mm-mm.
And then they intercepted. Once they intercepted the one from FedEx, they were like, oh, look at these weirdo batteries, and then found who bought those weirdo batteries, and that this person also went to Home Depot, and here he is here, and nobody can hide anymore.
Exotic batteries?
Pink gloves, that's what busted him
about
Home Depot. That's
Wait,
what they
pink?
Saw. Pink latex gloves.
Oh, okay, he had the green gloves on in the FedEx, right?
He did?
I thought that's what you said, that he went when he went into the building. He had
gloves on, rubber gloves.
Latex.
Oh, I thought you said
green. Latex. Maybe he was.
Oh, whatever. They weren't pink though then. Right?
Are you parsing?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Does it really matter?
No, I'm trying to put the picture back in my head.
Well, have you seen the video? The famous video?
The famous video? Yeah. It didn't look like he had any gloves on.
Thanks
for that's what I was wondering.
Listening to the podcast when you actually saw it yesterday.
Oh,
well, that's why I was asking because I thought Mark said green.
You are the lead now. That's four.
Put the video up. I bet it looks like he doesn't have.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does because I knew all this stuff. I was listening. I'm just
doesn't matter.
Clarifying.
So you are just not talked for the rest of the show, so I don't get a more point.
You are now in first place with four.
Ooh, oh,
I have three and a half.
Three and a half is
thanks to my
bullshit.
Thanks to my lobbying efforts.
Bullshit.
Brandon has three. He's not here. He's working late again. Trudy's two. Mm-hmm. Rashawn slash Rashawn is two.
Slash?
I don't know. Matt only has one. Kimberly Gill from Channel 4 has one. Why? And then Drew still has zero.
Oh, come
which
on.
I find that really hard to believe. Are we not keeping better? Well, he hasn't been here the last 2 days. But
I have a neighbor of the crazy family. In,
let's call him.
What are they? Flugelsville or whatever?
Austin.
Jeff Reeb. He's a neighbor of...
pretty much Austin.
Kelly Kilmore's.
He is a guy that added absolutely nothing to the story.
That's interesting. Yep. But he's old, so it might be interesting.
And he's way too happy to...
You know what I did get? The Lane Bryant catalog out of my neighbor's mailbox. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. He is so willing to say nothing. I love it. Jim, can you find music?
Sorry.
He DQ'd it?
Please check the number and dial again.
My first number in a really long time, and it doesn't work.
It's funny. I was just thinking that Brandon's going to give you so much shit.
God, I don't even know. Wait.
For Kelly Kilmore, let's see. Or
you dropped the bomb
on me. Yeah. I like that song, too.
Maybe it's a little insensitive.
Yeah.
Also revealed he had a whole list of people that he wanted to go after and bomb, but they don't understand the connection. Other than that, they're all black.
Were they?
I don't know.
No, they weren't.
The two that died were.
We didn't like homosexuality either.
Yeah, maybe they're gay.
One was Latino, one was white. What about the tripwire? Did they attribute that to him for sure?
Yes, 100%. He bought at Home Depot. The signs that said children at play.
Oh.
That was the sign that blew up.
Chilling.
Ugh.
A loser.
Asshole.
Let's try Jim's.
Did you hear that song?
Oh.
Jim's number. Get his debt forgiven.
They're going to bring in the Lincoln photographer.
What?
Pictures of his body.
It's blown to bits. That's what I love. They'll reconstruct his bomb, but his body, fuck it, let's put it in a box and throw it away.
It'd be funny if he was trying to recreate a photo like the Lincoln photographer, and that's what blew him up.
It took too long, though. Do you have the audio? Or you emailed it to me, didn't you?
Yeah, it should have been pulled up on the...
It's not.
Oh, you closed it out? It's in your email.
How do you know I closed it out? How do you know it just...
Because I left it open.
I love these petty arguments we're getting into today.
The only person, there's no behind the scenes here.
The only person that has a more desire to be right than me.
Yes. Hey, by the way, it's William Shatner's birthday today.
Won't deny.
Slash,
it is. Are you filling Tom's role of birthdays?
Well, no, you're bickering.
Did you do Today in Rock?
No, but
okay,
I can go right there. Okay.
You asked me. I said you can do it. I didn't even think.
No, I thought it was interesting because he turns 87 and he has more jobs than he ever had before.
What's he doing in
my life? They've got something on one of the space projects named after him that they're sending into the atmosphere. He's doing.
You think he gets paid for that?
Star Trek conventions. He's going to be in May at a couple of them, in Ticonderoga, New York, and someplace else.
He sounds bored.
And yeah.
Well, is he? You know what's funny?
And he's in Aliens Ate My Homework, a new movie coming out. Which
what?
Oh boy.
Yeah. So yeah.
He must have a really. Small. Oh, that's a movie I love. By the way, do you watch the Aliens movies?
No,
I'm such a dork for Aliens. Jim, have you seen Aliens?
For Aliens?
Covenant.
I haven't seen Covenant. I saw Prometheus, but I want to rewatch that and then watch Covenant.
Who is in Covenant?
Michael Fassbender. You might remember him
Big
from showing
Wayne.
His penis. Yeah. What movie was that?
Apparently, it was lengthy, according to the talk.
And
I haven't
meaty.
Seen it. Oh, really?
You love
penis.
This
weird
talk,
obsession like between his penis and the president's penis.
I don't want
to
see him.
It had some weight to it.
Weight. It had a lot of volume displacement.
That's a fake picture. That's a fake picture.
What
on
movie,
the Tommy Lee scale?
What movie was that?
Some weird movie.
But like women who would get nude early in their career and it would blow them up. He got nude early in his career and everybody knew who he was.
Oh, yeah.
He's hung.
He's Magneto.
Yes.
Oh,
you're
he
right.
Is? Oh.
Forgot about that. That's another series of movies I'm a nerd for.
X-Men.
I love that too. Should DC just stop making movies?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Shame. I believe the movie was called Shame.
Yes.
Right. Getting their asses handed to them.
I love the Marvel idea, you know?
Yes.
Just the whole approach to the superhero thing, and I like that opening.
Yeah, man, they take time to flesh out their movies and create a whole universe. DC's trying to
the humor.
Okay, I'm dumb. Yes. I can't tell them apart.
You can't?
It's what? I don't know. I'm not a comic book person.
You can't tell what movie apart.
DC versus Marvel.
Well, whichever ones are good, they're Marvel.
Just tell me. Don't
Suicide Squad, was that DC?
Don't wave your finger at me.
I think Suicide Squad. Did you see Suicide Squad?
Yeah, and I know everybody thought it was terrible. I enjoyed it.
I didn't mind.
Suicide Squad was whack. The villain was stupid.
So which one is that?
I think that's DC.
DC?
Yeah.
DC has Margot Batman, Robbie. Superman, Marvel has all the other cool characters.
Wait, so what's Black Panther?
It's Marvel.
Yep.
But wait.
Because he's with the Avengers.
What are the Avengers? Because that movie is dumb.
What?
All the Avenger ones with all a group of them.
Come on, son.
It's like putting 5,000 people in a movie.
There are a lot of people.
All great.
Point.
There are a lot of people great, in it.
It all worked out.
Thor? No,
have you seen Justice League?
I can only pay attention to one storyline.
Well, that's your fault.
And there's lots of fighting. But Ragnarok, Thor Ragnarok. God, that movie ruled.
Yes,
that was
I
love great movie.
Love it.
He's
too.
So funny and hot. So, helps.
I got to tell you, you popped up in my head when I was watching it because what's the one lady that played the villain?
Oh, yeah, the Aussie chick.
Damn it. Can't think of her name.
Sounds like you enjoyed it.
You remember, it was good.
Sounds like you remember everything about
remember
the movie.
Her name, though. Like, man.
It's
you're thinking another good Marvel show is Legion.
Hela.
On FX.
The Goddess of Death.
No. What was her, like, what's the actress?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to, trying to get
is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Kate Blanchett.
Yeah. Yes. And, like, I was thinking the whole time, because, like, this is, like, the first movie where she's not, like, playing somebody from the 1800s.
Oh, yeah.
So, wait, what is Legion, then?
Legion is Marvel.
Marvel,
because
yeah.
that's all the X-Men. It's Professor Xavier, Professor X's son.
I like the X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Marvel. So
Marvel got them back, too. I can't wait to see what they do with that.
X-Men?
Yes. They bought all Fox.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Yes. Wait, I thought they were Marvel anyways. The
no,
movies.
They were Marvel, but they, you know, the movies back in the day, they sold out all the characters to different studios.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Was Spider-Man the length that did
so
that?
So lost.
I want to say they did.
Bringing Spider-Man back.
They worked out a deal with Sony for Spider-Man, but they actually have the rights back for the X-Men and I believe Deadpool?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Deadpool's good.
That's an excellent flick, yes. So, yeah, that's coming out soon, too. I thought this month.
Can I say this, too, real quick?
Really?
Since I'm about to just get real reckless. Wonder Woman sucked. Like, let's
quit pretending. Sexist.
Can we quit pretending that movie was great?
Like, I liked it.
No, it was not good.
Why?
Like, first of all, I can make the argument that the dude was more of the hero.
You're
in that
sexist.
Movie.
That's horrible.
Like, he was more of the hero than she was. Like, she walked around like a ditz for like 2 hours of the movie.
It sounds like a good movie. They got the gender roles correct, all that stuff. He's
I thought it was cool. There was a twist in the movie.
What was the twist?
I didn't see it. So.
What was the twist?
Who was really the...
Wow.
Well,
wow.
No, I didn't say it wasn't obvious because
that fight
of where...
scene was trash.
I didn't cry. I just will say that much.
The movie wasn't that good. Like, I mean, I give it credit. It was the first woman superhero movie, but it was not...
Superhero.
Superhero. It wasn't that good, though.
Yeah, it'll be the only one.
That's like a new movie and stuff.
Hey, baseball is almost here. Everybody's pumped for this Tigers team. They're going to win, like, 40 games?
I don't know.
50 games? Who cares, though? Because opening day is always a party. It's almost here. Imagine sitting in box seats and seeing Tiger baseball like never before. We have 5 pairs of box seat tickets for the March 29th opener. Jim, can you look to find out what the weather's going to be?
Yeah.
Who's the superhero that was blind?
I like those that show,
Dr.
too.
Dr. Yaldo could fix him. I know Affleck played him.
Oh. No, but the show is good on Netflix.
Daredevil? Is he the blind one?
Oh, yeah, Daredevil, yeah.
The show is better than the movie, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's where you met Jennifer
Garner. Have you seen The Punisher?
Punisher, yeah. And they show up together.
Yes.
And Jessica Jones.
Yep.
Stop going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, just keep going.
I just wanted to point out that I knew a blind superhero. That could go see Dr.
Yaldo could...
And maybe win the tickets to see the Tigers.
Wait, real quick, you know what the funniest thing I like about the comic book movies? Or the comic books? Is how DC and Marvel rip off each other.
Oh, just like Apple and Samsung?
Basically, yeah. Like how there's like a Doctor Strange and then there's like, I don't know what DC has.
See, now that's why I don't know.
Who gives a fuck?
Thank you. That's why I don't know who's who.
I do.
Yeah, no, it's hard to follow them. They have lists of to follow the timeline.
Man.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
I can't keep up with it.
That's funny you say that because I asked Brandon, I'm like, have you seen this movie or this movie? He's like, no, I got to watch them in order. I'm like, Why?
No, there's too many.
The one movie I want to see, though, is whatever character that was with the Indian just got taller.
Oh yeah,
the tall what? Indian guy.
Indian in the
have
cupboard?
They introduced?
No, it was.
That's racist. W. He's Native American.
Sitting Bull.
The Native American. I'm sorry. The Native American that would enlarge.
Yeah, because he was in the cartoon Justice League.
He was in the cartoon Justice League.
No idea.
He would just get that was his power. He would just get real tall and
stand
there somberly.
That's a ripoff of the 50-foot woman, which is one of my favorite thoughts.
Being a 50-foot woman.
Being one. Oh,
sounds frightening.
As long as it ain't that Uber driver.
Would Dr. Yaldo be able to see me all the way up there?
Yeah, well, he could help everybody see you.
Including.
Thank you for the transition back to the read. If you want to see the Tigers opener, we got tickets. We're giving them away. But what you have to do is you have to go check out life-changing eye surgery. It's fast, it's painless, and results in the best vision of your life without glasses, contacts, or reading glasses. Over 30,000 Metro Detroiters have gotten LASIK and the Rolls-Royce procedure, that's multifocus lens implants, from Dr. Yaldo. 30,000 people in Metro Detroit. That's funny. I read this before and I didn't even think about how many people that really is. Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon, Dr. Yaldo, has the most advanced technology in the metro area. Over 90% of his patients get better than 20/20 vision, which isn't possible with glasses and contacts. So all you have to do is get a free evaluation. And along with the Drew and Mike discount, all you have to do then is make the minimum down payment on LASIK, Monovision, or the amazing multifocus lenses
right.
for people 50 plus, and you're going to be entered. Then we're going to draw the names pretty soon, pretty quick. So imagine sitting opening day, sitting in the box seats, seeing baseball with the best vision of your life. Get the free evaluation and win the tickets. Call 1-800-398-EYES. That's 1-800-398-EYES, in case you didn't know how to spell eyes. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And Jim.
Weather.
Rub and rub again just to get rid of.
What? What? That was you.
No, it was not. You grabbed that remote so fast.
No, it was you.
I didn't touch anything. I was going to tell you the weather.
Okay.
It looks like Thursday, March 29th, 51 of a high.
Really?
50% chance of rain, though.
Yeah.
But it just says.
It's better than what it was.
Yeah, considerable cloudiness, occasional showers. You want to notice sunrise and sunset, too?
Don't give a shit. What's the barometric pressure?
Yeah.
63%. No, that's probably humidity.
I'm looking for an email that someone sent about you bragging about your eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd love to take them on.
No, I think
read it from across the room. Mark's going to
hold
it up.
I will.
I'm trying to find it.
I tried to. They send it to you, or?
Yeah. Hang on.
Joey wants to jump in here.
What?
He wants to talk about his eyes.
He's got great eyes?
He has 20/12 vision.
Are you kidding me?
What? I want to get retested.
How
I want to be 20/12.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I thought it was 20/20 that was like this.
So, no, at what you see, at if you're 20/20, you
Thanks
see
for
something
listening to the
at 20
podcast
feet.
Yesterday.
Yeah, so I'll re-explain it. So
Man,
Joey
isn't
can
it painful,
see what,
Michonne?
What you can see at Awful. 20 feet, or at 12 feet, he can see it at 20 feet.
Like, I swear, now I feel like anytime I listen to the show, now I got to take notes. Like, I got to, with a notebook. Just
I know, just so you
remember,
can't lose.
Just pay attention.
Never invite it back again.
Or just take it.
Or just take all that information.
I feel like Drew. God, I really am turning into single Drew female. I can't find this email. Oh, I'm sure you'll appreciate it. I told Jim I was earlier that I was turning into single Drew female because I went to 7-Eleven and bought tabloids.
Oh, it's tabloid day.
I usually don't do it because he gets it.
Yeah.
And then Mark came home, took a dump in his bathroom toilet.
Put his clothes on.
Slept in his bed.
Wore his hat.
It always ends with laying in the bed.
He doesn't even sleep in his bed.
Did you use his right guard? I've been tempted to use his right guard.
His right guard, yeah. I did not use his hair trimmers in the bathroom.
He has right guard in the can, you know, like back from the 70s.
Yeah.
Spray kind of right guard.
Whatever
I was
works.
Like, wow. Actually seems very effective, more so than the...
No. Oh, here it is. Tell Bentley to enjoy his Superman vision while he has it. I used to peacock around in my 2015 vision. I'm 45 now. And my vision blows, ha!
Well, good. You're 45 and yours sucks. You didn't have 2015 or 2012.
The one thing that he's happy about. Besting you.
So 2012 is the best, right?
21 would I think would be the best.
I mean, I don't know.
Who's got better?
Maybe 2010.
I just want to know.
Go call Dr. Yaldo. I don't know these answers.
Yeah.
Get my eyes checked.
2010, you're above average. You're better than blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. Whatever. You should both go into Yaldo and he'd be like, get out of here.
Yeah, you're too good for me.
Perfect visioned people.
Let's see. If you love our podcast, one way to support us is to support our sponsors like Hall Financial. Some people know David Hall very, very well. Mortgage rates and programs are constantly changing. Unless you're paying close attention, you could be missing out on an opportunity to save money monthly, reduce the interest over the term of your loan, and maybe even purchase your dream home. Hall Financial makes it easy to find out what your payment could be, and they can answer any questions you might have. Just click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage. Fill out the online form. It's super easy. There's no obligation to have your questions answered by a seasoned mortgage professional, and you won't be handed off to some pushy salesperson. Remember, go to our website, click on the Hall Financial for the link for the Drew and Mike listeners. It's just for you guys, or you can call them 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them that Drew and Mike sent you. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker lender. NMLS 1467435, Equal Housing Lender. Of course, they're proud sponsors of the Hall Financial Hotline, which should have been fired up. It was not fired up.
We never gross made oversight. The call.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did make the one call. We didn't make the call.
Oh.
To my,
no, he's
not paying attention.
Listen,
on
I'm
show.
Talking about to the
no,
to
no, that's a mark.
To relieve my student debt. You were about to relieve my nope. student debt. That's BS. I knew
nope.
it.
Nope. He's actually on the show and didn't pay attention.
No, I knew it.
I think I'm starting to enjoy how much
I was trying to do
fighting
it,
these things.
And I've it's bullshit.
Because really it
I was minutes. Talking about a different phone call. And if you had me potted up, I could.
You didn't say oh. that. You said we haven't made a phone call today.
I said the phone call.
Because you didn't make it yet. Yeah. That's where it was.
I said the phone call.
Well, you're leading. You're ahead. You're look at you.
It's all trivial bullshit.
Achiever.
Going up a
you guys are gonna make me smoke more cigarettes. And all bummed out over here.
Why?
Because three of them are bullshit. I think one of them is for the porn star. I just want to see her picture. Randy Love. I remember her name.
Use your perfect vision to tell us the score right now.
Yeah, five. I have three.
5-3
never. Doesn't matter.
All right, here's the message Jim got on his phone.
This is Samantha from Quality Assurance about your student loan forgiveness approval. We really need some additional information to complete your application and program selection. So this will help avoid your file from being held up or canceled. So please call me back at your earliest convenience. The number is 480.
Wow.
Is she trying to sound so sexy, sort of?
She kind of does.
795-72.
She's making it sound more sultry than it normally is.
Well, that's very nice of her. She wants to help out. Now, as Jim pointed out, the area codes that she told him to call back is different from where the phone call came from.
Which is kind of...
One's in California, the other's in Arizona. And we've come across...
Well, they're U.S. It sounds legit to me.
Yeah, right. Do you have student loan?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. That's why I want it forgiven.
Really? What if this is real?
Oh, my God. It'd be... That'd be great. That'd be a podcast first.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's up? I'm calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling us back.
Yeah, no problem. Do you have my name available?
Yes, sir. Timothy Rod Schiefler.
Could you repeat that?
Rod Schiefler? Yeah.
Timothy.
What? Hello?
Yeah, Timothy Rod Schiefler.
Yeah, you got it.
Uh-huh.
How much do we owe?
Correction. Well, that's the information we're calling to confirm, sir, since you request the assistance through the program. So we're calling in regards to with aidness through the Federal Forgiveness Program.
Awesome. I can't wait. This debt's been weighing me down for a long time. What's your name?
Michael, sir.
Michael. Okay, sound like a Michael. Yeah, I've been looking. I've been waiting for this for a long time. So I'm ready, anxious to get this started.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the reason why you fill out the application. Now, sir, are you still enrolled in school?
What?
No, I'm not enrolled in school.
I'm sorry. Is there like one more person in this phone? I'm sorry, like
no.
listening, like. Oh, sorry about that. Must be like an echo. Now,
are
Timothy,
you in a daycare? What's all that noise in the background?
Well, my coworkers.
Oh.
We're all working.
So they're relieving a lot of debt right now too, then, right?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any kids, Michael?
No, sir.
No, okay. I just wanted if you had anything in common. I just wanted to just chat a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to live by myself. Well, anyways, Timothy, do you hold as still a federal student loan over $5,000?
Yeah. Well, I thought you had that information. Don't you have how much I owe?
No, sir.
$4,000.
No, we have the request.
Oh, the request. Okay. Do you have any student loans?
Oh, listen.
Have you done this?
Did you hear that?
Heard what?
The voice that said 400.
Huh?
$4,000.
Are you trying to prank me, sir? Oh,
no, are you
there
trying
you
to prank
is
me?
Like a three week...
Are
I'm
you
confused.
Okay?
I'm trying you to okay? do my job. I'm trying
are you
to
all right?
do
So am I. We're trying to do our job, too.
Oh, God damn. Must be a bad trip, this.
What?
Nice.
Fake
thank
as
you.
Hell.
Thank you for calling. I will report
no, I
want to
spend
number.
Some more time with you.
Hey,
I want to
Michael,
figure out.
Don't go.
Well, all right. Well, actually, I'm chilling with this call now.
$500 billion.
Are you more than 7 inches?
Oh, you need to use a machine to talk, sir?
What did he say?
I need to use a
machine to talk. Oh, he gave us a great hawk
yeah.
drop.
This is the show.
Hey, does he get a...
Should we try the other one?
It was taking him so long, I thought he was going to ask for my social security number right away. I was ready to say, do you just need my social security number?
He had no information whatsoever. I can't believe you heard the drop.
I know.
The argument can be made that he listens to the show more than Bentley.
No, bullshit.
He knew the drop. He appreciates the drop.
So do I.
No, I know. I just thought that there's your thing in common.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was trying to get him to talk.
If there's any children in the room, please close your ears.
Yeah. I love sound like a Michael.
Do you really have a lot of debt?
No, not a lot. I have a few years to pay still.
Maybe it's legit. Maybe the guy really wanted to help you out.
It's probably around $5,000.
Oh, you could pay that off easily.
You might have been correct with the $4,000.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Gold Star Law. Are you working more than 40 hours a week? You're not receiving overtime pay? Lots of people are. Maybe breaking the law, even if you're a salaried employee. Have you lost a promotion or missed out on a raise because of your age, race, or gender? Or have you been seriously injured on the job?
Yes.
Well, call Gold Star Law, Jim.
You go, because you guys keep giving me check marks.
It's harassment.
Warranted.
We're harassing you.
Hot chip eating contest.
Call the guys over at Gold Star Law. The call's free. Meeting with the attorney's free. Pay nothing until they win for you. It's super simple. Completely confidential. They will not contact your employer. You cannot lose. Gold Star has filed more employment law cases in Michigan last year than all the other firms combined. Employment law is what they do, and the other attorneys and judges know what they say is true. Guys, they're that good. They're the best. Get Gold Star Law. Get the money you deserve. 248-851-GOLD. That's 248-851-G-O-L-D. Or click goldstarlaw.com. Of course, all the links are on our website. Go. Be treated right. Go check them out.
You pop me up, Mark, and then we could hear one of the person that just walked in.
Now, I have a bulging disc between my L4 and my L5. My spinal cord, right on my lumbar vertebra.
Vertebra.
God.
Oh,
my God.
I cannot wait. We need to get a subscription to Time Magazine.
Oh, Drew, I see.
Because guess who was on the cover of Time Magazine? Do you know? You know.
I know.
Do you know?
Hey, will we get the USA Today tomorrow?
I'm sitting right next to you.
What? Do you know? I know
who it is.
I was paying attention to the drop.
No, I know. I was too. No, I mean, I'm sitting right next to you, so yeah.
So you saw it?
Yes.
Do you know Jim?
Yeah, I know.
The five kids from Parkland High School.
Oh.
And David Hogg is looking very serious on it.
Oof.
He has no other look.
No.
He really does.
I feel like that's his only personality.
It's his serious. Only look.
I'm serious all the time. Everything's always serious. No one's allowed to ever have fun and serious.
Well, good. I mean, he should be serious for the rest of them then. He's good at that.
He can be serious about this, but does he have to be serious and tell us about everything else?
Well, you know.
I'm going to hold off on marriage till I find out what this polyamorous stuff is about.
That was the wrong one.
I think I was trying to figure out how that fit.
It still works.
No, it didn't. You know what? This file won't play, the one I was trying to play.
Oh, I know. I know what one it is. Pussyfooters?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an error.
Listen to the show, you would have known that that file didn't play.
No, I wouldn't have. He probably didn't talk about it on the show.
Did not talk about it on the air. Wow. You just saved
this
yourself.
This game is really savage.
I knew it.
But that's what the whole Time magazine is about, the movement, and which I didn't like this line right in the beginning. The adults know that we're cleaning up their mess.
Oh, come on.
I had nothing to do with it.
I don't.
No, because it was a kid.
I don't consider myself an adult, though.
Why are you taking this personal? Right,
exactly.
And a kid made the mess, too. It was a kid who
exactly
did the stuff.
That's yeah. a very stupid
So,
point.
No.
Well, some adult effed him up, so.
Yes.
And his stupid
yeah,
brother.
Well, and then some adult before that effed him up, too. So, it's just.
Later in the article.
I blame the kid. I'm not even going to say his name.
The conversation turns from their fellow organizer, David Hogg, and then in parentheses, so laser-focused, Gonzalez says, that he can make his body get pregnant if he wanted to.
What? Who wrote
that?
That?
Analogy you
that was her comment, the shaved head girl.
Oh,
who I really
all
like.
All guys can do that, though, right?
Well, get themselves pregnant?
That pregnant yeah, that, thing?
Just stick it out.
Well, I thought she meant literal. Like you could get, he's that.
No, that.
I'm looking like I'm 8 months right now.
Stick
so.
To the then they address the conspiracy theory that they're being crisis actors, which prompted one of the kids to wonder why was my credit card declined at McDonald's.
Uh oh, probably because you're a kid and you have $100 limit.
Thank you.
It's a prepaid card, probably.
Thank you, Jim. That was the first thing I thought of. It's like, hey, why do you have a credit card? And you probably don't have that big of a limit on there.
And if they did, it's $300 to $500. No one's going to fuck with your credit card.
See,
don't worry.
I didn't know
$500 billion dollars.
Limit.
I didn't know you could pay with a credit card at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't really go
pay
there
with a
often.
I go there, yeah, plenty.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I do.
Did I show you that picture of my nuggets, by the way?
Gross. No.
Just show us. You're in the room. Just show us.
Disgusting.
Phrasing. No. Pause. No. I didn't mean it like that. I mean, wait, but first of all, don't act like you don't want to see it. You want to see every president in Magneto's penis and all of a sudden.
Magneto's penis.
I have, correction, I have seen his penis.
Yes.
I want to see it. I've seen it.
You seem interested.
He doesn't
in
have
else.
To want
like,
to
why
see
all
it.
Of a sudden, my black penis gets talked about. And you...
Well, you're talking about your nuggets. I want to see your balls.
Oh, yeah, he does. He doesn't
balls
like balls.
He want to see the,
nobody likes
he
balls.
He want to see the staff, but not the ball. Okay.
You find me one person who likes balls.
You are more than 7 inches.
You are very picky when it comes to that.
They also talk about the NRA and how the NRA is picking on them. And Gonzalez, Emma Gonzalez, the shave head girl, said this is her quote about him. Dana Loesch is very hot, but kind of scary. So then I just had this fantasy that what if they just lock eyes and forget all their differences and fall in love?
And that's how the whole thing is forged into an alliance.
That's how it resolves itself.
In a, would it be a three-way with one of the other ones?
Oh, maybe. Not Hogg. He's too serious for that.
Yeah, he's asexual, sure. I think. He has too much shit going on. He's got to.
Jim, you know me very well. That cover of Time magazine, what do you think bothers me?
The fatigues? That's my first thought.
No, the fatigues are cool. That's fine.
No, that was just a quick... Oh, I know.
Go ahead. What do you think it is?
I'm going to wait till Trudy finishes looking.
Barefoot chick?
Yep. That's it. It's got to be.
Yeah, you think that's gross.
And she's like, if anything, you'd think it would. The shaved head girl would
put
not have
fucking
shoes on.
Why did she pose in Time magazine for the cover and her bare feet?
I don't know.
What is the point of that?
Show. I don't know.
She walked in with shoes, I guess, right?
Of course she did.
She forgot him that day.
Maybe she had heels and her feet were hurting.
No, she wanted some kind of statement
shallow.
Is being made by being
it's
barefoot.
It's very shallow of me, but it really bothers me that she doesn't have shoes on.
Her feet look short, though. Like, they don't look
she's
like
got
little stubby ones.
Goddamn shoes!
Love it. It looks like a baby's fist. Like it's...
Talking about your nuggets?
are you looking at Fassbender's cock?
No, can I clean that up? No. You don't think that I'm talking about my balls?
No.
Oh, I see.
Speaking of talking about balls.
What is the picture of your nuggets about? I'll ask.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trudy. No, so what happened was I went to McDonald's around the corner from my job, which is ratchet as hell. But I was in a rush. I was hungry.
It's weird, too, because they're veiny, but there's no hair. It's smooth.
No, that
that's
was,
the weight, right? Oh, pulling down the skin. I honestly wonder if he ever poops on his own balls. He's probably got to drape them outside the toilet.
Keep going.
You don't deserve my story. Like,
no, I want to hear it now.
No, I. So I went to McDonald's and.
All right.
Tuck so your balls you're, outside you're the toilet when
you're ball walking at McDonald's. What happened?
So I walk in new. No, I pull up and I order a 10-piece nugget, a small fry, and a Dr. Pepper. Get my food, go to my job. I sit down to eat. I open up my box of nuggets. They must have ran out of Chicken McNuggets or something. So they took chicken strips and cut it up into 10 pieces.
No. Oh,
that's ingenious of them.
No, that's different.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, like, first of all, it wasn't equivalent. Like, the size of the pieces weren't equivalent to an actual nugget. Second of all, why not just tell me that you ran out of nuggets and gave me the option?
Yeah, exactly. Because then you could have gotten a Big Mac or something or said, I want the chicken strips.
Right. And somebody was like, well, do you think they knew? I'm like, they cut it up. Like, how do they not know?
Do they get points for thinking outside the box?
No. Y'all tried to finesse me at McDonald's. Like,
if they were going to do that, they should have made it at least 15 pieces. You know, then you feel like you got a bonus.
What drove me nuts, though, is the fact that I passed the Wendy's for that shit. Like, I was...
like, I'm not a fan of Wendy's.
Of course you're not. Like, you don't like anything that's good.
What do you like about Wendy's?
Everything.
I hate their buns.
No,
eat them.
Just wanted to say buns. Do you know the four shapes of the nuggets, Mark?
The bell.
Yep.
The foot.
Yes.
Well, they all begin with B's.
Oh, I don't know. I know one's called a bell.
Bell, ball, I think bone, and...
Boot?
Boot, yeah.
Wait, they're supposed to be something?
Yeah.
Really?
Because when he said it, I thought of the shapes immediately. Like,
okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, bell, ball, boot, and bone.
It's been a really long time since I've eaten chicken McNuggets.
Stop being so healthy.
Oh, bow tie.
What?
Whatever.
Well, you eat healthy all the time? That's why you're healthy.
Try to. Well, no, I had two slices of Jim's pizza.
Yeah, she had some of my pizza yesterday.
Last night.
I cannot wait for the event of the century coming up.
Which is?
The fist fight between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Biden gave a speech, which he said this before. During the campaign, he talked about it, but he was giving a speech to students at University of Miami, which...
Nice.
Example. Yeah, why? Thank you, Trudy. Why did this come up? But he said, they asked me if I'd like to debate this gentleman. I said, no! He said, if we were in high school, I'd take him in the gym and beat the hell out of him! What a bully.
I know.
I've been in a lot of locker rooms.
Ooh.
Really, Joe? I've been in a lot of locker rooms my whole life. I'm a pretty damn good athlete. Any guy that talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room. Talking about the president. To which, of course, you know, he's a counterpuncher, so he has to reply, even though he's president.
And what did he say?
He tweeted out,
I have tried to be your friend, but you will not listen to me. So you invited this monster. Don't make me kill somebody!
I can see Trump writing that, actually.
Yeah, which translated in Twitter. In Twitter to, Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak, both mentally and physically. And yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault?
He sounds like Righteous Rick.
He doesn't know me, bro.
Bro.
He doesn't know me, keyboard tough guy. But he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe.
That's a tweet from our president.
Yes.
Wow. He has 3 inches on Joe Biden.
Oh, how tall is he, though? Does he have any?
He's 6'3".
It's too easy. It's too easy. Wait, how tall is Biden?
Biden's 6'6".
Really?
Foot.
I thought
6'180".
Thought he was taller. Oh, I think Trump, if they got in a real physical fight, which I would be more than happy to settle the next election with a fight between these two.
Oh.
Like MMA, anything goes kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would be very entertaining for me because I just wouldn't care enough.
Right.
But I think Trump would wail on him.
He needs to do the J.B. Smoove maneuver.
No. Oh, kick him in the nuts?
Kick him in the nuts.
Wait, in a physical fight, you don't think Trump
I'm
would be...
about that life. Name one.
Neither is Biden.
Huh?
Neither is Biden.
Well, Biden actually came from like a real place. Like he actually like ascended up. Like he wasn't like spoon fed like Trump was.
Yeah, that's true.
Trump went to military school.
Scrappy.
I went to JROTC. Like that's
Well, I mean, you're acting like he was spoon fed his whole life. I'm just looking at like, A, he's crazier. Trump crazy always wins.
He's crazier.
Biden's pretty crazy too.
He's
though.
Bigger.
Trump's got 50 pounds on him.
He's way bigger.
That makes you fatter, not better. Like that don't mean you're gonna be a good
fighter.
Yeah,
but do you think Biden's quick? I don't think so.
The litmus test is Trump. Is he quicker than Trump? He ain't got to be the quickest guy, but as long as he's quicker than Trump, I'm just saying, if you asking me between the two who has them hands, I'm giving them to Biden. I'm like,
I
don't know, man.
Trump don't seem like he handles any fights on his own unless it's on Twitter.
Yeah, he kind of does have that.
True. He's very angry. Well, they're both pretty angry. I don't know. I just feel because he's so much bigger.
All he's got to do is flip his hair into his eyes. Yeah. And the fight is his.
Yeah. He's nuts, man.
And then a shot to the balls and he's all done.
I'm just saying, like, you got to be
I think Trump would have the Vegas favorite, too.
Nah. I mean, Vegas ain't always right.
No, I know.
I'm just saying, I put good money on Biden if we're talking.
Fine, let's do it.
Let's do it.
How old is Biden?
He's
not 70.
75.
They're about the same age. Oh, 75. He's 75 now?
So he's got four years on Trump, 71.
He's from what, Jersey? Where's Biden from?
Delaware.
I don't know if he was born there, but
rough
assuming.
Oh, I thought he was from Pennsylvania originally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Scranton. You're right. He's from Scranton, but he was a Delaware rep.
Did he work at Dunder Mifflin?
Yeah.
Coming up, this was his first gig. Scranton, PA.
So I'm saying, like, he grew up in, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure he had to throw some fisticuffs at some point in his life. I'm not sure Trump.
Sounds like he spent a lot of time in locker rooms.
Trump paid his bullies to stop picking on him. Like, all right, here's a, you know, here's a hundred.
Well, anything goes.
Yes. What if he does like Jesus did in the South Park fight?
What did he do? I don't remember.
He himself. He's fighting.
Oh, God.
What did Jesus do in the South Park fight?
So Satan shows up. And, like, first, everybody thought Jesus was going to win. Then Satan shows up all buff. So everybody changes their bets from Jesus to Satan. And then Satan goes and bets on Jesus. Because they didn't know it at the time. Like, it was one person bet on Jesus. So Satan goes into the fight. And he spends the first seven rounds giving Jesus that work. And then, like the eighth round, Jesus throws like the softest punch ever, and Satan just throws himself down. And takes all the money back.
He flop. He
God's
flop.
Like,
he
fight, don't drag money. Me into this.
Thought it was
See
great.
that could be what happens. Like,
Satan's one of my favorite characters. Sometimes.
He's smart guy.
In a Trump Biden like actual fight, I guess there'd have to be some ground rules like MMA.
No eye gouging.
Messing of the hair.
No, well,
I feel like the rules from Anchorman would apply here.
I think Trump might like go too hard and just stamina out. If Biden,
that's part of the.
Yeah, I guess if he could survive the original onslaught of Trump.
Trump looks like he just puts his head down and just starts throwing his arms in like a windmill like fashion.
He might,
but if one of those lands, it's gonna land hard with a thud.
With his small hands.
No. Oh, that's true. He does have tiny.
Exactly. Yeah, he got small hands.
See, this would be a great way to settle the next election.
No damage.
So how much money are we putting on this?
All of it.
Okay.
I don't have it queued up, Trudy.
Somebody's got to make a video
$7 trillion.
Brandon didn't put
Whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
What's the other? That's what it was. Jared Fogle.
Oh.
Remember Jared?
Jared.
The pedophile?
Ah, yes.
Subway spokesman was 8,000 pounds. He's now got down to a svelte 330. Yeah. Became a spokesman, then he got arrested.
Speed to molest children.
Somehow there's been.
So how'd you lose all that weight? Like that retard from Subway?
Somehow the National Enquirer has gotten a hold of audio of Jared talking on a prison phone. But you would wonder, what's Jared been up to? Like, is he sorry for what he did? Is he making himself a better person? Or is he just trying to get his rocks off again?
People still don't realize that they record those? Oh, he doesn't care.
I'm guessing. I'm trying to find the full story.
You have audio of this?
Yes.
You do. Wow.
Which is funny because I don't think Jared really cares what this chick looks like. He just wants to see some stuff. A woman corresponds with him.
Strangest sexual proclivities.
He's got one thing running through his head. That's it.
Jerk off. Yeah, exactly.
He's serving up to 15 years. He's caught begging for erotic messages. Okay, I'll play the audio because I'll see if there's anything else in the written thing.
How do people call him? Can we call him? Can we call Jared? She could call Jared.
That's a great point. I think he has to call us. Write him a really sexy letter.
Okay.
Trudy. Ooh.
All right, I'll do that.
That up. Yeah, you could definitely put pictures. Yeah, after I wrote you guys my letter, you could definitely put pictures.
Okay, so what he said there's, yeah, you can definitely send pictures. Like, see how excited he is, like,
yes,
at the prospect of getting pictures from this girl.
On prison meth.
He must think she must be underage, because that was his thing.
I is the guy.
Well, yeah, you could definitely put pictures. Yeah, after I wrote you guys my letter, you could definitely
put
pictures.
Okay,
no.
What is the guideline on sending pictures?
She's not sexy. Oh my god, wouldn't you love to see sexy pictures from her?
You have it?
Huh?
You have some?
I'm not in prison.
No, you went to the computer like you was about to pull something up.
What?
I thought you were about to pull out some pictures, my boy.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
She sounds like...
She sounds hot.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, we have a picture of Jared. You want to see it?
No, yeah.
Not at all. She could always call the Lincoln photographer, though.
All right, so she sounds lovely.
What's that?
What is the guidelines on sending pictures?
Is the guidelines?
You can't show boobs or pussy or anything like that.
Okay.
Slight exception here.
Way to go, Subway. That's your spokesman.
I know. Poor Subway.
It's weird hearing I can't him help say it. Pussy.
Is it weird hearing someone say boobs and pussy?
Yeah, those words don't go together.
I want to be tits and pussy.
Yeah, or like, boobs and boobs vagina.
Boobs and private parts.
Yeah, nutty bits.
Did someone say vagina?
Who mattered?
I don't know why that just struck me. It's like, oh, boobs, he's being so childish.
What did Oprah call it? Oh, vajayjay. Thank you.
You can't show boobs or pussy or anything like that.
Okay.
But other than that, it's pretty much whatever.
Can you show butthole?
I mean, the mailroom can always reject stuff if they want to, but
yeah,
you know, it just depends. So it's just, you know, it's like everything else. It's just sort of hit or miss.
Okay. Well, do you want, like, a regular picture of us?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Just regular, because we were just hanging out yesterday, and we took a bunch of pictures. I mean, like, recent pictures.
Okay. Yeah, no, please send me pictures. That would be fun.
Hey, what about you, Jared? What do you prefer?
I like everything. I don't know.
14-year-olds?
I like big boobs.
I got big boobs.
I like that.
I like that. Great.
You know, I like... I don't like super skinny or anything like that.
Well, you call in the kettle.
I'm good there.
There's some more in the written part.
Maybe he's like, Mark, he wants to see the shaft, but no balls.
I didn't know you like balls so much. I'm sorry. Boobs are my favorite things, you know, he wrote to her. But in prison correspondence, he complained you can't show boobs or pussy or anything like that, which he said in the audio as well. He asked the woman to offer explicit descriptions of her relationship with a female friend. Was she masturbating today? The creep disturbingly inquired.
Oh.
The X-rated correspondence comes a month after he was just in court begging to have his guilty plea withdraw. Didn't he mention OJ in those court filings? Like, hey, the juice is out. Why can't I be out? Yeah. He killed somebody.
I think he did complain about that.
Show me them big old titties. Come on.
When did not sending pictures of, like, body parts become a rule in prisons?
Maybe it's a federal thing.
Okay.
Well, he said that the mailroom can always... So it sounded like there was maybe an out in there. You
there's
know, they
some
may
creep, there's
get
some
rid of
creep
it, but...
in the mailroom who collects them, yeah. Steals
probably.
Them. He complains his charges of interstate correspondence with minors should be thrown out because he was traveling, quote, as a media spokesperson for Subway!
What, so it's not considered... out of state since he's yes. He doesn't have a home.
As if you take up residency,
like, it matters
when you're touring.
So they're 14, but we were in the same state, so
Jim,
it's fine.
Jim, that was his way of dropping the word Subway.
Oh my
remember
gosh.
Me? I was in those Subway commercials. Isn't that weird to think that we actually met him?
I did.
Oh, I ain't never seen
he was in the studio.
Oh,
Trudy,
yeah.
You've met a pedophile.
A couple.
Who else?
But yeah. Him.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, have there been any other ones?
Or some of the famous pedophiles?
Did
you ever go see Nasser?
No. No.
That's weird to think about that, though. Like, that mind.
Ugh. And he did hit on radio. Remember the radio station chick in Florida that he hit on because she had a younger kid?
Oh, yeah.
So he used that tour.
Did you know he got beat up in prison? That's awesome.
That is great. Is he gaining weight in prison?
Yeah, because he loves, yes. It's not in this article, but I think he spends all his commissary money on honey buns. You know those honey buns? Six Sara Lee honey buns? He just chows them.
They're Hawaiian rolls?
Does he need his big pants buns? Back?
Yeah, wouldn't that be great if they just delivered his giant pants?
I thought of the, I'm sorry to change the subject so abruptly, okay. But I thought because of Selimaphone.
Selimaphone?
I was thinking of that it was Fouts' State of the City speech today. I can't find it anywhere, though.
Have you seen anything on it?
No. Am I tripping? I was watching Good Morning America, and they did their local insert. And
yeah.
It was in there, but I haven't
seen
anything.
Which was led by
Keenan,
of course, because Malcolm Maddox is blown out.
Oh.
So there is a winner in the whole thing, and it's Keenan.
You can do it by Adobe software.
If not, it's right around now, and this year he was donating proceeds from the tickets to the Special Olympics. So.
How transparently fake is that?
I know.
So I have a question. Like, let's just say hypothetically, like, Mark gets blown out for doing the same thing Mannix did, right?
What?
I'm hypothetical.
Yeah,
right?
He said hypothetical.
I mean,
hypothetical.
But so, like, but would you still post pictures of you and him, like you and Mark together, like?
Afterwards, after Mark got blown off for doing something.
Yeah, like would you do, like, delete pictures of Mark from social media?
This kind of goes back to what JB Smoove said, is that we, you know, we've enjoyed our work relationship prior to all this. And if you've enjoyed
somebody's
humor. Or
if you had a picture with you and Jared from when he came in studio, would you leave it up on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, I'd leave it up.
I would put one up because I go, oh my God, I met this creep.
Not to peacock that here's, oh, it's me and him, because I never considered him
a child molester. No,
I think you're right, Trudy. I don't think any of us got a picture with him because he was kind of an asshole when he came in.
I mean, well, we have a picture. I don't have it on Facebook of Bobbitt, and I was
Yeah, but Bobbitt, well, maybe not.
He's a victim, but he's also.
I was going to say he's a victim, but in the end, he had some trouble later on.
Area. But no, because like Alicia Smith still has pictures of her and Mannix.
Oh.
Yeah.
On Instagram. I was like,
she
wow.
She does?
I get that. I mean, deleting them doesn't change anything.
Right, but you don't want to be associated with that either.
Sure, but everybody know if you know who she is and what she did, you know that he worked there.
I just thought it was an awkward position because it's like,
oh,
she might still see him as a friend, but he
Malcolm
is out
put
here.
That whole station in an awkward position.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's my point. Like, yeah. Especially with this whole women's movement now. So it's like, you know. Do you want to?
It'd be strange if she did it like tonight. Like, oh, Malcolm's doing great. We had dinner,
right? Right.
And then it would be, that'd be pretty weird.
Maybe he had a totally straight relationship with her and just this.
Oh,
one
I'm sure
person.
He did.
No, though.
Why?
I'm sure he did.
Still trying to figure that out. Like, if I'm gonna hit on somebody, I'm hitting on the hottest chick in the room.
But think about this. and I only bring this up because there's the power dynamic. Remember, Katie Couric came forward about Matt Lauer, and
he never did
that to me. It's like, you're his equal. You have power. You have some power there. You could say get him in trouble, whereas a producer maybe not. This girl that filed the complaint against Malcolm is a reporter, isn't as high up. Alicia is an anchor with her.
She doesn't know what the blowback will be for her if she goes to HR about him, and so she doesn't. She holds back.
Exactly.
I think, though, the Matt Lauer, Katie Couric thing is that he was grossed out by her butt stuff.
Probably. Oh. Did you see the update on her butt?
Is there an update
There's
on her
an update
butt?
On Katie Couric's butt.
She took Kimmel in for his. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kimmel was getting a colonoscopy like Drew has to do soon. Drew needs someone to take him in. So.
Oh,
Sean, you want to do it?
We have volunteers.
Yeah, I'll take him in.
You got to stay there the whole time.
Yep, I'll stay
you
there.
Have to hold
then I'll spank my butthole a little bit.
Gross.
Take a picture.
But I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
That Kimmel brought her along for the colonoscopy.
She's a driver. I know. It was very strange because it's very...
a weird pair right there. Oh,
the pictures are unnecessary. I do not
He can actually kiss you with his butthole.
Well, I do think it's kind of
inside
silly.
Of people's.
I feel like every morning show has, except for ours, has ever... They all do a colonoscopy live on the air. You know, and
stupid.
It's always the gratuitous, whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm starting to like it. I mean, it's so cliche.
The drugs are good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to getting
a colonoscopy?
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. Ever. I'm not getting it.
Are you sure?
straight.
Would you rather get
in, out three times?
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
That's it.
He's had him done plenty of times.
Who has?
Trump.
Really? Oh, Trump, of course.
Trump, he's old enough.
Yeah, how many times did he have it done? I'm not sure.
Oh, Trump?
Reopen it. Yeah, I mean, how old is he?
He's 71, so that would be how many times?
In, out three times.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I'm straight. I'm never getting that done.
Yeah, you are. You have to.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
There he is while he was getting it done. He liked the picture. All right, other tabloid stuff. Oh, this fight between Britney Spears and Kevin Federline is fucking hilarious because I feel like it's making us all take Britney Spears' side.
Oh, really?
Because what happened is she made a shitload of money last year on her residency. And now Kevin Federline
wants a piece.
Wants more money because he has full custody of the kids. So he wants more money to raise them. And she still has no control over her money. So her dad, who's in charge of all her cash, said, fuck you. Let me see your tax return. Let me see your tax return and how much money you made last year and how much money is being spent on those kids.
Good comeback.
As well as the other four kids you have from different women.
Right.
Because basically, the kids' expenditures hasn't changed at all.
Yeah.
He thinks he should have more money because she made more money.
Uh-huh.
It's not about you.
He's
about
taking money from her to begin with.
Yeah,
exactly. Do you think he had a job last year?
No.
Of course not. So he's getting. You know, how much do you think he gets from Britney Spears before?
Oh, I don't know. Per month?
Per month.
So 10 grand.
I was going to say 10 to 20.
Two kids.
You said 10 to 20. You say 10 grand.
I'll say 20.
I'm going to say 30.
20
is
grand.
That possible to time drive travel speed?
Like Price is Right.
What's that?
I just add a dollar.
You went way over.
Yeah. What
you
is
still
that?
Would have lost. It was 20 grand.
Oh, I was right on.
Damn.
Always has to be right.
Nice. I was.
20 grand a month, and he wants more money from her.
Wow.
What an asshole. He just comes across as such a dick. As if she's not going to pay for their college and,
right,
you know, any increase in expenditures anyway. So, go Brit. Good way
Team
to go.
Team Brit.
What are Brittany's children like, I wonder? It's not...
Oh, they're really good dancers.
On children, but they've been fed Mountain Dew since birth. So.
Out of a bottle.
Yeah, they're fine.
Are they okay? I hope
they
are.
Do anything at that age, they'll be fine.
Taco Bell every day.
Mom's smoking cigarettes around them, probably.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
All right, who do you want to hear about? You want to hear about Prince Charles?
Oh, he's pretty boring, but what is he? Oh, okay.
He's demanding that Camilla gets a new face.
What?
Yeah.
What?
A new face for Craggly Camilla.
Once he wanted to be a tampon.
The frumpy Duchess of Cornwall now plans to shell out a whopping $100,000 on cosmetic overhaul, complete with her glamorous, to compete with her glamorous daughter-in-laws. Charles looks at Prince William's beautiful wife, Kate, and Prince Harry's bride-to-be.
Sayonara! Buttface!
Bride-to-be Meghan Markle, and he's consumed with jealousy!
As he looked at himself, he looks just like
her.
It's
not about him. It's about his dick.
Obviously.
He's given Camilla an ultimatum. Go under the knife or the marriage is over! Now she's planning a head-to-toe transformation to make Charles fall in love with her all over again. Her wish list starts with a $30,000 face, brow, and neck lift, followed by breast lift, tummy, and thigh liposuction for 20 grand. He's 70 years old.
Shit.
Hey, what's Stormy Daniels doing right now?
Why does she just jump
for
in
her,
there?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He can just. I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna pay for all that, just pay for.
That'd be awesome if he got with Stormy Daniels. Like,
Trump would be jealous.
He used to do like this one. One guy at my job does this. He gets a paper check, and he drops his pay stub on purpose. Like he just walked down the line and just drop it on purpose, hoping that, you know, some female will pick it up and see the money he makes.
Oh,
asshole!
It works though.
It does.
Really?
Yeah.
He does this repeatedly, though.
He does this all the time. He goes fishing. Wow. Like, it's the funniest thing.
Makes that much money?
Shout out to J-Nup. Oh, yeah, it's, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny.
We don't have good jobs anymore.
Like, he'll get his check and then ball it up and just, like, walk away from it.
Wow.
I should try that move if I had any money.
It was.
Do you want to know about Jerry Lewis's secret gay life?
Who?
Jerry Lewis.
Oh, Jerry Lewis.
Because he's dead
gay
now, and you know when people die, then you have to find out that they're gay. They
sure.
get outed when they die.
Oh, yeah, okay. I want to hear that.
Never gonna die.
Apparently, no, you just
better
come out
have
now.
Colonoscopy then.
That's when you'll die, and that'll be the last picture.
Of
your,
inside
your butt.
Butt
with something in it,
like TJ from European Gigolo.
So Jerry Lewis
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
Had bisexual desires with Dean Martin.
Their
relationship, according to people that they've spoken to, Jerry had bisexual tendencies that literally drove a wedge between him and Dean, said Dr. William Barnes. He's co-authoring a book.
Yeah, Dean Martin was, right?
What? He wasn't gay.
Yeah, he was. But remember how they used to introduce
him
all
the time?
Here's
a song by a gay guy.
Dean was a very traditional Italian guy. He was always very upset at Jerry's intimacy. 10 years after the 10 years of the day after the pair's first show in the Atlantic City 500 Club, Dean called it quits. Jerry had
You want to drop by and bone a dude together?
Jerry had very severe intimacy issues because he wasn't really raised by his parents. He was raised by his grandma, which of course apparently makes you bisexual.
Really?
According to Dr. Burns.
Burns.
His issue was he never really had any physical contact with anybody. Dean was really the first person. This is a quote. Dean's really the first person, let's just put it this way, that he was overly and physically intimate with.
What?
Not sexually, but basically.
So the first,
hugging,
it means
touching,
we're...
kissing him on the lips.
Whoa, really?
Apparently.
When he was really drunk, when Dean was really drunk.
God, he would get hammered.
Roofie his drinks.
Did they mention any other people or just those two?
Just those two.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Never has that drop worked better since Frank knew both of them. Christian Slater's dad is thinking about committing suicide. That's a story.
Why?
Because he's in debt.
And he's unhappy with Mr. Robot?
No, he's in debt and he's unhappy that Christian won't help him out.
Well, if he commits suicide and he dies, then Christian will have to pay his bills off. So,
but you know who he is? He was a soap star.
Oh,
Michael
yeah.
Hawkins.
No.
I don't know who he is, but he said, I was destitute. I couldn't afford to fix my car. I was so devastated. I wanted to commit suicide. Because you couldn't fix your car?
Why is he telling us this?
They took me to a mental ward. I spent 10 days there. I was so depressed about losing my car.
Wow.
It's all about his car?
He really loves his car.
He was in Ryan's Hope in the 70s.
I didn't watch that.
He wants, how much money do you think he wants from Christian Slater?
$4,000.
He wants $3 million from him.
What?
Because he was responsible for
him. I wish I had a father.
I'm responsible for him being a success. I taught him how to act.
Wow. So what kind of car was it though? Does it say?
He doesn't say. He was too depressed to tell. I'll
tell you about a Camry or something.
He couldn't talk about it.
He was also in Midnight Run.
He was?
Yeah, that's what it says. In Amityville Horror.
Oh, Midnight Run, great movie.
He's pretty far down on the list, though.
Ralph Fiennes was busted going into a massage parlor and getting happy ending. Yeah, Ralph. Rafe.
Huh. Wait, but a happy ending where?
At a massage parlor.
No, I know, but where was he at? Was he in Europe? Was he
in England?
Okay.
That's the guy to play Voldemort, right?
Ralph Fiennes?
What a nerd.
I haven't seen all those.
My bad. I'm sorry. I saw like the greatest movie.
Harry Potter? How old are you? 12?
This is a great movie. Look, I'm not about to apologize for liking it. You're not about to make me do it. I'm not about to feel bad about liking
it. Next thing you're going to do, you're going to tell us you read the books.
I didn't. I just assume I know.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
You probably saw him in Bruges. I bet you saw that movie.
Yes, great movie.
No, I've never seen
it. I tried watching like the first Harry Potter because I felt like I had to.
Yes.
And I was bored to tears in the first 30 minutes.
Okay, what's your favorite movie? I'm interested.
My favorite movie?
Favorite movie of all time.
Favorite Ralph Fiennes movie?
Braveheart is up there. Okay. Goodfellas.
Braveheart?
I mean, for drama.
Everything I need to know.
It didn't matter what I said there. You're going to say that.
But you said Braveheart, though.
Like, Scarface.
Scarface.
Reaching, why you just name it?
Oh, I love Scarface.
Never seen Scarface.
What?
And you probably meant the 1932 movie.
What? No,
yeah, the original, right? Is there another one?
Poetic Justice. Yeah. You like that one?
Oh,
didn't
I love
you?
Poetic Justice. It's great.
That was one of Mark's favorites.
it really moved me. I mean, she was a mailman.
Yeah, she wasn't, but you know,
was he a mailman?
You
was one of them.
You paid attention to the movie as much as Bentley pays attention to the show.
Was there a mailman in Poetic Justice?
No, nobody.
I remember somebody.
Tupac was the mailman.
Huh?
Tupac was the mailman.
Okay. So I had it backwards.
It's close.
The movie's 30 years old.
Horrible. Remember when Drew had a Tupac ringtone?
What?
He did?
Last time I was on the show, his phone went off and started playing Tupac.
Which one?
It was Hit 'Em Up.
No, it was.
California?
How Do You Want It? Yeah, it was How Do You Want It.
Really? Are you going to get mad at me when I say that I don't like Tupac?
No, I mean, that figures. I mean, you don't like anything. So.
I like Biggie. Because, of course, they're always going to be connected for the rest of their life.
Yep, there you go.
Did you see what Lil Yachty and all those other guys said about him?
I don't pay attention to them dudes.
Because they're terrible?
Yeah. Like, anybody with Lil in front of their name is probably going to suck.
Lil Kim?
Yeah.
Lil Romeo? Lil Bow Wow?
Bow Wow.
You notice the trend? You see?
They're all terrible.
What are they doing right now?
They're all really, really bad. Right, I don't want to talk about Tupac.
You don't like, yeah.
Still feel bad
I
about
never,
that?
I never liked him, and I don't think he's that good of a person.
Why? See, not with the show.
Biggie's a great person. Huh? I like Tupac more than Biggie.
I think he was a great person. I think, I mean, obviously
he had a couple assaults, domestic assaults.
I mean, he was,
I was defending himself.
I mean, you're going to get into some fights.
Look, he freaked Dre out.
I mean, Dre was...
he freaked
him out. Got some rumors around him, too, so, I mean, I don't think it took a lot to freak out Dre.
Still, no.
Dre does sort of walk on a sort of...
Yeah.
Because his mom was really influential in his life.
Yes.
Sort of kept him...
But on a musical level, I don't know. I never got into him. I don't know why.
Of course.
Except for when he's with Digital Underground.
Oh, see, there you go. See, that says... So what's your favorite music?
My favorite music?
Yeah, like, if you had to listen to one album... For the rest of your life, what would it be?
One album?
Why does it feel like I'm interviewing Mark right now?
I don't know why. Jim knows what album it is. Because I talk about it all the time.
What is it?
I was going to guess Far Side.
No, OK Computer. Radiohead.
Oh, OK.
That's my favorite.
Radiohead.
Oh, yeah. By far. Right. Oh, Radiohead. Okay. There are a bunch of white guys from England.
It sounds like it, yeah.
what's your favorite white band?
Good question.
I know you like the Beatles, because you told me once that Drew got you into the Beatles.
He did, a little bit.
There's still no Black Beatles, but
yeah, no. It's. I mean, I can.
Depression.
It's weird though, because like my music.
Token.
He played music though.
No, he's great.
No, I met somebody. I met the Yardbirds or one of the guys from the Yardbirds.
Eric Clapton.
What?
No, not Eric Clapton. I don't.
Jeff Beck.
Some guy that said he was in the Yardbirds and you believed him?
He was really from the Yardbirds because it was like this big commotion.
Are you really? Sure the Yardbirds?
Mm-hmm. I had to, like, I didn't know it at the time. I had to Google it. But once I found out.
Jim McCarthy?
That sounds right.
Keith Reeve?
I think it's the Jim McCarthy guy.
The guy that sang this.
Paul Samuel Smith.
He has like white hair now, like long white hair.
Okay. How did you meet him?
So I was doing a show out in New York, and we stayed at the same hotel. And I was walking through the lobby, and
he asked you up to his room, and
exactly,
he wanted to see your nuggets.
He gave me a colonoscopy. no, he was shooting a video actually, and he asked me if I would do something like.
Ooh.
Yeah, he asked me if I wanted to be in a video. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
So, really, you're in a Yardbirds video.
I'm in a Jim McCarthy video. I don't know if he was still with
the. Where is the video?
Yeah, I want to find it.
I don't know. I mean, you can look.
Did you sign a release?
No, I was just like, whatever.
So, do you like the Yardbirds?
I've never listened to a song. I just, like I told you, I Googled who he was, and it was like, oh, and I told Drew, and he was psyched about it.
Oh, I bet he was, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, whatever, I guess.
Do you like the Beatles, though, right?
I mean, well,
you
told me that. Yeah. I like good music. You know, it's just simple as that. Like, so if you in the car with me, you will hear, a spectrum of music because it's all over the place. I just like good music. Like my second favorite
besides
artist is Frank Sinatra.
Really?
So, yeah. So that tells you everything.
No, I don't have a problem with Sinatra.
It's Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra, Pac, M, and then
you got to give a fifth. The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Do you like the Stones?
The
Do you like the Rolling Stones?
A few songs. Like honestly, I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. Honestly.
Really?
Honestly. I know the names of songs I like, and that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. Like, I feel like I'm getting into rock and roll the same way white people get into hip-hop.
Yeah.
Late as hell.
Well, okay, so I got into...
Whatever's hot right now, white people will pick up 5 years from now.
Probably. But I remember, so when I was a kid, I liked, obviously the Beastie Boys opened that door for us suburban kids, but then there was Run and De La Soul and NWA. So
he's naming random black groups.
No,
yep.
He heard
so racist. Tribe is one of my all time favorites.
Period. So you get a little bit of respect. You get a little respect back.
Oh, and here, you ready for this?
No.
Fife is way better than Q.
Cube?
Q-Tip. Way better. Fife is way better than Q-Tip.
I feel like we alienated this other side of the
I know. No one's paying attention. No one's paying attention on the podcast.
Dreamweaver is playing.
I will argue that point all day long.
Huh? Like, Stairway to Heaven. Like, I got on the Stairway to Heaven like 5 years ago. And like, I was playing it, and like every white person in the car was like, "Can you please turn it off?" I was like,
right.
"Yeah, white people hate that song. It's like the worst Zeppelin song."
I was just like, "Yo, it's dope to me."
No, I still like it.
It's new to you.
Cool that it's new to someone.
Yeah,
I thought it
was been
dope,
overplayed so long. What about Queen's?
Love Queen. Queen is much. My daughter loves Bicycle. She played that song to death.
It's a great song.
Yeah, that song got
Bohemian Rhapsody. Can you sing it all?
I can.
I cannot sing. I'll read the lyrics. But no, she's killed so many songs in my like I don't Thriller if I never hear it again.
I only hear the parody version that we used to play.
I almost looked for that.
Bisexual.
Yep.
It's funny when I drive through the suburbs and like I'm playing these types of songs and like
people, do you turn it down like I do when I get into black neighborhood?
I was blasting Roxanne one day. And I was blasting
Roxanne,
it.
Roxanne, or Roxanne by the police.
Like, Roxanne. So there you go, Trudy. That's the extent of my singing right there. And she looked at me. She was like she was confused. Like, yeah, like you black. What you doing listening to that? And I was like, my bad. I put on my rap, and she started laughing.
Like, that's like me when I get around 8 Mile here.
Yeah,
I turned down my rap.
Do you?
Yeah. You turn my Queen on.
Well, no, I
it's
I
like the beginning of Office Space.
Yeah, roll up the windows, lock the door.
Michael Bolton, it's absolutely what it's like.
Yeah.
But I like all types of music. So, I mean, like I got it on shuffle, and whatever comes on. Right?
See, I feel like an old man now because I don't think I like anything new lately except for, I didn't feel like we beat this to death, but Greta Van Fleet, yeah. That album is really fucking good.
Oh, Bruno
good.
Mars.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars is
Bruno
hot.
Mars is good.
Shout out to Guardians of the Galaxy because they got me into Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good soundtrack.
It is a great soundtrack.
It is a great soundtrack. I'm sorry. I'm like,
I didn't see the second one. Is it good?
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Don't ask Mark, though.
No spoilers.
He's going to hate it.
No, I like the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
That's also Marvel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it really matter?
Of course.
Yes, it does.
You know what really matters?
Somebody loves DC, you want to pull out them stats.
You want to know what really matters? That it's officially spring. You know what that means?
What?
Well, two things. No more shoveling for Tom Mazaway. And two, it's truck month at Zot Ford and Holley. Truck month means ridiculous deals on the best-selling trucks and SUVs in America. You can play rap music in white neighborhoods. Yes. You can play rap music in black neighborhoods. You can play white music in white neighborhoods and all vice versa if you're driving a Ford.
Really?
I'm just trying to integrate it into this.
I wonder what happened if
I get in the fucking truck, bitch. Get in the fucking truck.
Check out these amazing deals during truck month. You can lease a new 18 Ford Escape for $147 a month. You can lease a new 18 Ford Edge for $173 a month. Or how about this? You can lease a loaded 18 Ford Explorer for $194 a month.
Wow.
Or, of course, the best-selling truck in the world, in the planet. The 18 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive Super Crew for as low as $138 a month. Get all the details, surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com, or just run into Mazaway and he'll make you buy a car.
I'm going to do an experiment.
He'll make you buy one.
Pretty much.
I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to go down to like the roughest neighborhood in Detroit and like just blast Queen. Just drive down the street.
Do it. Well, in all honesty, some of their songs, I'm trying to think if any of them have been sampled, but some of them have
Queen?
Really good.
Definitely.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Not We Are the Champions.
Sampling and listening to these songs.
Sure, but they'll recognize it.
Nah, not at all.
I don't know what place you're going to.
What's the big one, the Vanilla Ice sample?
Hey, while you're down there, though, what you should do is get everybody to sign up for Prudential Alarms.
Everybody can use a Prudential
see
Alarm.
See integrating
now,
it in?
No matter where.
Everything
that's
everyone's
good, I like that.
Right now, March Madness Prudential Alarm blew out. It's March Madness time. Prudential Alarm's going crazy with deals. This one includes a doorbell camera. What? That's
like
right.
An alarm clock.
This is the Prudential Alarm solution for avoiding a code 211 at your home for only $211 down. Get you a keypad, a cell radio, three doors, motion detector, key fob, and the doorbell camera. It's installed for $40 a month, and the ability to see outside your home and arm and disarm your alarm from the same app on your cell phone. You become very addicted to it. You'll start watching the cameras All the time. And if you get the one, you can even set off the alarm in the back of your house while you're not home. So, you know, if a loved one's in the backyard and you just want to scare the living hell out of them.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Which, who doesn't want to do that to their loved one?
I like that you can sass people through the doorbell camera, too.
Oh, I know. You can talk to them. I saw
Who's at my door?
I saw some Jehovah's Witnesses at Drew's door the other day.
Did you?
Did I? I don't know if I told him
it's
that.
It's because he was nice to him. He was cool to him. And so they're going to come back.
I was in that moral dilemma of, do I say something over the doorbell camera to them, or do I just peep on them and watch?
You should have said, I dropped out.
More on that, too. But I noticed that Drew's car was here. So he was here, and I'm like, hey, why isn't he going to answer the door? I'm not dealing with him.
Because he has a doorbell camera. He knows better now.
Exactly. Call Prudential Alarm, 1-800-252.
Thank you for the information.
252-0368, or you can text directly our friend Drew, our other friend Drew, 248-469-5258. Today, the offer ends at the end of the month. You must have a active working doorbell to enjoy this special today. Upgrades.
Who doesn't have one?
Drew doesn't. Drew didn't have a working doorbell, so he's got the battery. And upgrades and dishes. So new systems.
Podcast. Drudy.
He did
you guys
mention
have talked
that.
About that.
He did mention that.
Definitely.
That was hyperbole, though.
Nope.
You're trying.
Nope.
I've tried, too.
Oh, boy.
Is it messed up that she has to give herself?
Yes, that's very painful.
That's like a double. That's a double right there. She probably could draw a half for herself. She pretended to draw one.
Text Drew today, 248-469-5258. Get an alarm. Get safe. Get those cameras.
Hey.
Yes.
By the way, it should be mentioned, Charlie.
Yes.
Has an article in the Free Press that you should really read. It's pretty cool. He doesn't write for newspaper much anymore, so check this article out.
It's on the Maroons.
It's about the Maroons.
Did you have
hey, will we get the USA Today tomorrow?
I love that.
That's weird. That comes in with the Free Press.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really good article. It took me, I didn't get all the way through it, too. So it's a meaty article, which
That's
you
funny.
Don't usually
I,
get.
I did not get all the way through it either.
No.
But
there he is. That's Jim McCarthy. Wait. Jim McCarthy?
McCarthy?
Ah, see? Yeah. I thought I was making that up.
Is it him?
It's just some white guy.
I know, some white dude.
How would you even know? He just wanted to get Rashawn on video.
No, that's him. Yep. That is him. That's Sweet. Totally him. Oh. Yeah.
LaDuff's article is about the old man kind of handing over power, correct?
Right, yeah.
To the younger guy.
And you know.
There's going to be another bridge.
I know. There's going to be a brand new bridge, and then they'll try. He wants to tear down the old one. You know, that was the condition, but it's an historical structure.
Really?
I know.
You just tear it down and put a new one up.
Does it look historical to you?
You know, it is kind of.
How many bridges are historical? Like London.
Brooklyn?
And Brooklyn.
Golden Gate?
Golden Gate, yeah.
Golden Gate, okay.
Verrazano's.
Ambassador, where's that on the list?
Mackinac isn't the largest suspension bridge. Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah.
Show off.
That's huge.
Just littered with them.
I don't know. I mean, it's not in the top 10 bridges of all time, but it's kind of iconic for this area. It's just, does anybody have good memories of it?
Going over to drink when you were
19. Yeah, it was a big deal.
And titty bars.
Yeah, but I always took the tunnel.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why. It was just a little longer to get to the bridge. Tunnel was always quick, and everything was right there.
No.
Yeah, you're
Sean,
right.
You go to Windsor a lot? Tunnel.
But the traffic.
Go to Windsor? No.
When you were 19.
Oh, yeah. Hell
okay.
Yeah. Over the party.
Charlie's got a lot of.
That was a white thing. I'm
interesting
sorry.
No.
I didn't know.
That was just a fun thing. Like, we just went over to the party, get drunk, and then come back over.
But Matty Maroon doesn't talk very much.
No, he doesn't.
Charlie points out in the article that his son, Matthew, is sort of on standby to kind of ride gain on it in case some of the memories get.
Do you think
too specific?
I think that works against both of them that they're very kind of reclusive. They're not very open, so people maybe think that they're up to sinister stuff when they aren't.
And we don't know.
And when they are. Yeah, because you don't know.
Because they could just be smart and not saying anything, but I guess we'll find out if we can read the whole article.
I know. I looked at it too.
I didn't start it. Actually, I read a paragraph.
Have you seen that on websites when they tell you how long of a read something is?
No.
You've never seen that on a news site? It'll be like 7-minute read, 4-minute read.
Oh, no kidding. I've never seen that.
On long forms. And I just sit there and go, Yeah. It's going to be longer than that. I'm a slow reader.
He tells Charlie, Old Man Maroon says, I knew the Teamsters pretty well. I was close with Jimmy Hoffa since he used to buy gas at my father's gas station. Maroon recalls, I know the heavy Italian guys pretty well, too. I went to grade school with them in the Depression. They were all family to me. I was welcome with them wherever I went. That's enough, Dad. His son interrupts from the corner of the office. Let's leave it there.
That's enough, Dad.
Right.
That's my dad.
You know, the Canadians tried to keep him out of the bridge, the Ambassador Bridge, back when he was became owner.
Why should an individual
Because they said they thought he had some, you know, they were trying to argue that he had some ties to.
Really?
Yeah. But didn't do it and conceded, and he got his way. And he got his
Good for you and your father.
It's interesting, too, because a lot of steel goes back and forth on that bridge, and Trump announces tariffs today.
Oh, yeah.
And the stock market went down 700 points.
Oh, for God.
It was kind of waffling.
My father says everything's negotiable.
It was kind of waffling back and forth, but then he put out what he was going to do in China, and it just went, but, you know, it'll rebound.
Back. Oh, my God. Over his shoulder.
Oh, I just missed it.
Stabby!
Oh, what's she up
Stabs.
To?
I don't know what Stabby's up to, but... It's so somewhat frightening.
There was a fun thing that happened on news in Texas.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't in Brandon's prep.
Is this queued up? Or should I back
it up? Yeah, no, I put it so it's probably 5 to 10 seconds before. Did either of you guys hear this? Okay.
Well, it's a very important story.
Did you see it up there? Yeah,
sure, the new bridge is safe.
So it's another bridge story.
Before construction ramps up, State Representative Todd Hunter says that now's a really good time to...
You'll see the screen go black.
Great audio.
My fault.
What? What was that?
Fuck it, lick it, smell it. We do apologize for that. We just have some incident there.
Look at her face.
She's kind of hot, too.
Before construction ramps up...
In case you missed it, here you go.
State Representative Todd Hunter says that now's a really... good time to dot the I's and cross the T's when it comes to safety.
That might be the most disgusting part about it. Smell it.
That is hilarious.
Didn't it sound like the muscle man at the beginning?
Yeah, maybe it was.
Have you ever seen this much muscle on a man?
Smell it.
What is he talking about smelling, you think?
I don't know.
Maybe. No, I was just thinking like a Hot Pocket or he just cooked.
No, his dick. It's his dick. 100%.
Gross.
What else would you do? What was it? Lick it. What was the second one?
Suck it.
Suck it. Yeah, so.
It could have been a Hot Pocket.
To be so fucking big.
Wow. That is a dead-on separate
effort. Listen to it. Listen. Play the beginning of it again. Right, it's like right there.
I love how you're getting up to the bottom of this, by the way.
It's the very beginning of this. Go back one more second. There we go.
The look on her face.
She's like,
thank you for apologizing, ma'am.
Fuck.
I was so appalled.
Someone got blown out so fast.
Well, they claimed on here that, where is it at? A series of technical and human errors led to the mistake.
I'm sorry. No shit.
That is 100% a human error. It's not a technical error. Someone pressed the wrong button and just happened to have porn queued up.
I was going to say, the producer had porn up on the other computer.
Of course. It's got to be malicious.
It's huge nipples, man.
Ugh.
No. That was Malcolm Maddox's last on the air.
Is Brandon not coming today? As I wanted to run this story by
UMM or OM?
Either one.
Okay. We'll go with UMM.
There's an article in
CUMMM.
I believe this was GQ. Do you guys know or remember who Jesse Jane is?
No.
Ring a bell?
Is that the one that we met?
When do you think we met her?
Well, okay, so she wasn't the Tiger Woods.
No,
off on who Jesse Jane is.
Jesse Jane used to date, quote unquote, Kid Rock for a while. So she was seen at all the Pistons games.
Oh yeah,
real tiny blonde, huge boobs. She's 38 years old now, and they interviewed her about the change in porn.
Oh.
How it's gone from, you know, these big porn stars to cam girls, which Mr. Skin has talked about a lot of times. So they interviewed her about it. And I don't know. I thought she had some interesting things to say. When did you first break into the industry? And here's her quote.
Oh, interesting.
Her quote is, 15 fucking years ago, it was big. It was glamorous. It was crazy. I remember coming in going, what the fuck did I sign myself into? All right. What's different about film?
I'm in this industry since January 2000.
I was just more put 2000? Off.
It's right around the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
By your voice impersonation of her.
AKA 15 fucking years ago. What's different about filming porn now versus filming porn then? That's when porn stars matter, son. Porn stars back then, they were big and glamorous. You walked into a room and turned heads. Everybody knew who you were because they actually had to buy your product or DVD, everything. Porn was so naughty, but everyone watched it. Now, no one makes money like they did back then, back in the old days.
You like my vibrator?
Even with toy deals and appearances. Now, all these cam girls say, yeah, I'm a porn star, but they're not. They do stuff like triple anal or gangbangs or shove baseballs in their asses. It's totally different now. We never did that before. It's become more about shock value instead of something sexy. So, three dicks in your ass or a baseball bat.
Wow. Wow.
She's very upset that the art has left.
Well, everybody's bitter about their
probably most
medium.
Of the time I eat it.
Their medium and its transition.
Yes, you're right. these dying mediums. I mean, this is weird. I kind of understand what she's saying. I mean, porn stars used to be something, and now you go online, and it's just, unless you've died recently or you had sex with the president, nobody knows these porn stars except for Brandon.
It doesn't seem like they all do it for 6 months to a year and make 300 videos, and they're done.
And then they're done.
It's when you should be out.
They ask her, what kind of porn do you watch? I'm not going to lie. I get myself off more than anybody could. So she basically just likes her own videos with herself. And then she has a new sex toy line, and she tells you
this is what this interview is about.
How they made it. Yeah, which is kind of fun.
Wait, how they made it?
Yeah, yeah. Mark's you want
to
know?
Mark's going to read it now.
Let's go to the bathroom and climax into that toilet paper.
Getting your body parts molded is a very interesting process, to say the least. First, you meet a complete stranger and say, hi, nice to meet you. Then you get naked and spread your legs to get your vagina molded. So they make this solution. It's like gooey putty that hardens as it molds to your body parts. Nice. They did my vagina first, and then they did my butt. You bend over doggy, and they just pour it in you, and you sit there for 30 minutes. The last is your mouth. You slightly open your mouth, and you can't move or breathe.
Oh, they have to make a mouth for people? Yeah. You have two other holes. You really need a mouth?
Well, what if you're a big fan of Jesse Jane?
Well, you got a butt and her vagina.
They're all different.
Vagina, or like my friend Paul says, furgina.
Snowflakes.
They're like snowflakes.
About this one,
what?
It's too right. I don't know. I just feel like there is a... Never mind. I'm going to leave it to
you. No, say it. What?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I just feel like you can almost break down who would buy that racially.
What do you mean?
Like, I can't see too many black dudes being into that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they can't fit in it? No. That why? Is that what you're trying to say?
Question of the day.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'm not wrong with that.
No, I mean, I'm okay with that. I just see like white dudes and Asians maybe, you know.
I don't know who.
Wow. That's pretty racist, but
no, I mean,
correct.
You can. I'm just saying, like, you can sometimes break down who's going to do what based on their racial makeup.
I don't know who would buy this stuff, though.
I mean, if that got delivered, really? We were working at the radio station, that got delivered, I'd take it. But
yeah,
I wouldn't buy it.
No.
Well, I call last.
Like, I would do an investigation as to who it was, but I would want no parts of that.
We had that fleshlight for a long time.
Floating around.
So gross. We all used
dude.
It.
Yeah.
But you can figure out who does.
Floating around dude to dude. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you can figure out who does what sometimes based on their, like Shark Week.
Yeah, just like you said your mouth is dry, so what did I think was going on over there?
See? But like Shark Week, you ain't never seen a black person on Shark Week.
I don't watch Shark Week.
I do.
You do?
I do. Shark Week is dope. I like sharks, and I like watching white people put themselves in the line.
You like watching white people do it?
They put their lives on the line to show us what we already know.
Okay, what's the equivalent? What do black people do that you don't see white people doing?
That's a good question. Fuck.
There's got to be something.
Not in the level of Shark Week.
Parkour.
Like, Shark Week, y'all parkour. Seriously, like, a homework assignment for the listeners. Like, find me one clip of a black person.
Yeah, but do a lot of black people watch Shark Week?
Yeah, we watch it just to see how crazy y'all are.
That's the only way.
You're doing recon?
I mean, seriously, I seen one.
I want to see the list. I want to see the eventual list.
Like Chappelle in the grocery store?
I seen one black person.
I think I was following you.
But he was part of the camera crew, so it didn't even, you know, count. He was there just holding the camera. The guy got off the boat on, it was a piece of whale that like six sharks were feeding off of.
Yeah.
And I guess
are you talking about Blue Planet or are you talking about Shark Week?
This was during Shark Week. And I guess his camera didn't have a zoom function, so he had to get off the boat onto the blubber.
Yeah.
Just inches and feet away from the shark's mouth.
Yeah.
To get a better
close-up. They had food. They didn't want to eat him.
And they showed the other people on the boat, and the one black guy was like, and just walked off. Because you had to do all that?
That'd be actually a funny movie.
There was a black guy that sang a song for Shark Week.
See, and that's what most people do.
But I don't know. But do you really consider like this guy black? No, look. Can you see who it is?
Is he very light skinned?
No. No,
is it Bruno Mars?
No, it's Seal.
Oh.
Seal Black, he doesn't count, does he? No, he's a white guy.
He's a white guy with a tattoo all over his body.
What did happen to him? He had a
disease, didn't he?
What
happened to Seal's face?
It's funny because it's not wrong to ask that. I've seen it in a couple of comedy movies.
Oh, because he laughs at it?
Yeah.
Superstar.
Superstar.
Oh, it was a lupus. A type of lupus.
There you go.
Discoid lupus, whatever.
I'm just saying though, they'd be like, we got this suit that can survive a shark bite. Instead of just throwing a dummy in the suit into the water, they're like, no, I have to get into this suit personally and get into this water with all these sharks and get bit myself. I don't know if it'll work, but we'll find out. And it's like, why? But why put yourself in that line of danger? Like,
you gotta get the shot, man.
But that's what makes it interesting for me, because I know.
Guess
sharks
that's all the whites can hope for these days.
Oh,
it's
man.
Just the whites? Oh, who cares about the whites? They're fine.
Well, okay. It's officially the weekend.
Ah, yes.
I need to go watch lots and lots of basketball.
That's why we're ending now, right?
Yes,
100%. But it has been a good one.
100%. Thank you for coming in. I know you had to move some things around.
Anytime, man.
We fulfilled our quota for 2018.
Drew's going to start counting the shows.
He will.
Part of me feels like 14%
of the shows.
Court ordered, yeah. You go help those white people out.
Affirmative action at work.
Is anybody doing anything exciting this weekend?
I'm going to go to Cedric tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell Matt I said hello.
Oh, I will. Yeah. Matt Lee at Motor City Casino.
Uh-huh.
And that's my girlfriend Paula's birthday. Not my girlfriend, but...
Nice.
You're getting as bad as Mass away.
She and Dee are... I didn't know, but it's going to be some kind of annihilation.
Well, Dee's involved.
Yes. So that'll hurt. I'm going to hurt.
Of course.
Jim?
If you want, I can even call my girlfriend over for a little fun.
What am I doing this weekend? I don't even know.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Catching up on the show.
I'm doing some work around the house. We're doing redoing the backyard.
Boring.
Nice. And going to the Pistons game on Saturday.
Nice.
Boring.
It's the Bulls. No, it'll be fun.
Mark?
I'm watching basketball. Told you. That's all I'm doing.
I'm buying some shoes.
That's all you ever do.
Hey, the real talk, that's all I'm gonna do this weekend.
See ya.
Bye.
Goddamn shoes.